2016, 2026, and I'm back in studio, and all hell's breaking loose. Share the live feeds right now from X at Real Hawk Shows and InfoWars.com/show.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go f*** yourself.
Because I will never let them take away your freedom.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They have declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
Real leadership, the essence of leadership, is showing people how it's done so that they understand it's the right way and getting them to adopt it. And being a leader means you go against the tide when the tide is wrong. You go against the crowd when the crowd is wrong. You go against the establishment when the establishment is degenerate and sick. And then by example and by competence and by will and by strength, then the timid join you. Because then it costs nothing to be a patriot, quote the great Mark Twain. In the beginning, the patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. The patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And when you commit to something worthy and good, it is not a weight. It is everything. It is your greatest strength. It becomes your soul to risk your life for freedom. It's what God forged you in his mind as he created your soul before he even put you in your mother's womb. He knew you. All right, folks, it's Monday, February 16th, 2026. We're 392 days into the Trump administration. And the stuff people continue to dig out of the 3 million files we've got is just unbelievable. And it's obviously bigger than just this Epstein thing. It shows the satanic nature of the individuals that we're dealing with and just vindicates everything we've ever broken down or said. And so we've got so much of that. The whole Epstein crew with the Israelis heavily involved manipulating Bitcoin. You've got Noam Chomsky fantasizing about going, you know, to the island. We got more Satanism, more cannibalism, just unbelievable. And then just imagine what the DOJ has not released, because they came out Saturday and said they'd released everything in a letter to Congress. They'd unredacted everything, and I actually bought it, because that's a big deal to tell Congress that and lie about it. And so I rarely get suckered, but I got suckered on that, and I am really mortally pissed off. We'll break it all down straight ahead. Stay with me.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. Share those live feeds and tell folks on the stations now! Now, Paul Revere!
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Back up on a reader for folks up on InfoWars.com. The DOJ lied on Saturday when they falsely told Congress and Americans that all Epstein files have been released. The files we have are over-the-top satanic. I'm about to lay out what the system is hiding and how the people can fight back against it. Must watch, share live feeds on Rumble at the Alex Jones Show, on X at Real Alex Jones, on InfoWars with our feeds at InfoWars.com/show and radio and TV stations across the country. Okay, we have the Munich Big Globalist Conference where all the globalists, the head of the unelected EU, Hillary Clinton, the leaders of Germany, France, they all admitted the New World Order is falling apart, globalism is falling apart, neoliberalism is dead. The Secretary of State got up and said, your old system is dead. That's unbelievably powerful. Now, you've been hearing from me for a long time, their New World Order is dead and falling apart. Now we have to get politically engaged to affect the new systems that come out of it, so they don't just set up some new tyranny. But we've really done a great job. All of you, this broadcast, our work, launching Operation 1776 worldwide and informing the public about how the globalists operate and work so that all their different projects and policies get blocked because people know they're anti-human. That's coming up. I have several big guests on the broadcast. I'll tell you about coming up in a little while that tie into all of this. But this Epstein situation, just the files we have, is over-the-top damning, over-the-top annihilates the globalists at every level. I mean, you've got all the top Obama people, the university heads across the board. You've got other world leaders, the intelligence agency heads, foreign leaders. And the conversations are about cannibalism and death and overthrowing governments and cloning and taking control of human evolution by injecting mutagens into our bodies that it kills most people, but they believe will give rise to kind of the X-Men. It's everything I told you because I know the globalists. I know what they're into. And I knew that Epstein was a top gopher. I knew he was on the Trilateral Commission on a subcommission. I understand he was the stand-in for David Rockefeller. That's now confirmed. The guy that set it up, whose family set up the UN. Now we get even more clarity. So then we ask, why has Trump's Justice Department, and it's Trump, folks, been trying to suppress all this? Well, they've told you now, as I told you a year ago. They think it'll crash the stock market. Told you that hundreds of times. I don't agree with that. When I tell you why he's doing it, it's because I have the research and the sources and understand it so that we can make our judgment from there. But I am not an unjustified means person. I think that's wrong. Plus, even if that would have worked out, which it didn't, it's just immoral. And it doesn't prosecute people involved so they can continue on. And also, they're going to turn around and stab Trump in the back. He wasn't involved, but now he is, by extension. And so it is just unbelievable, the information coming out, just from what we have. We'll go over the new stuff people ferreted out that we've gone and checked on the federal data dump and confirmed is real. Also, internet sleuths, and I checked this morning, I learned about it last night, you go click on photos and videos, and almost all of them are dead. That's not an accident. But they legally comply with Congress, but they just, quote, made a mistake, where if you put in another little piece of code, just another number after it, it gives you the videos and photos. Now, just like looking at Hunter Biden's laptop, I just looked at what people pulled up on this, some of it, and I was just like, wanted to even tell my crew, I'm not going to make them go look at it. I don't even know if it's legal to look at this stuff. I mean, it's bad, folks. So, I mean, it just gets worse by the second. But the DOJ is playing all sorts of tricks. There's no doubt they're involved in a cover-up by now, okay? And, you know, Bondi and Patel and Bongino. He had no accomplices. He wasn't a human trafficker. He killed himself. All of that's pure crap. And then, we found all these files. Oh, no, they don't exist anymore. So early on, I don't think they were even involved in it, because they're like, oh, yeah, we have all these millions of files. And it was Kyle Serafin that came on here in March and broke the news that his multiple FBI sources said, no, Bondi sent out to the field offices 14-plus terabytes of information in their Epstein files that had been hidden in New York by Comey and his daughter. And I said, great. I hope something comes out of this. I hope this stuff gets released. And what we're getting is the emails, the text, that stuff, some photos and videos. But the vast majority, or 98%, has not been released. Now, over the weekend, it hit international television that there's 14 terabytes. Top story, hundreds of millions of views. Absolutely incredible. But it was Kyle Serafin broke it in March, the exact amount, 14.6 terabytes. He even showed me in studio the text messages from the FBI agents in D.C. and in other parts of the country that had access to it and said, no, it's here. So I was like, hey, I hope this means, I was like, wow, Trump's really going after him. This is really happening. And then when they saw what was in there and how damning it was, the politicians and world leaders, almost all Democrats and leftists, the brakes got put on, because they're like, this will bring down the stock market. This will destroy the system. Well, the system needs to be destroyed. The system is evil. The problem is the globalists have kill switches in everything. The banks, the power plants, the weapon systems, the aircraft, our cars, the dams, Bitcoin, that's all in there. I mean, just the Bitcoin enough I could spend an hour on. The mysteries of Bitcoin, to a great extent, solved. And Epstein getting control of the developers and the Bitcoin Foundation back in 2015, right before it started exploding, and to a great extent having control. But this is David Rockefeller's protege. I mean, that's why he was so powerful. And I knew he was powerful, but he wasn't just a gopher. I mean, he was when Rockefeller started getting out of his mind, you know, by the time he was 90 or so, died at 100, Epstein is just absolutely key. So let me address this first, because people love it when I get something wrong. It's such a rarity on a big issue. They savor it, and they say, oh, you're a terrible person, and blah, 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 blah. And you did this on purpose. No, I didn't. I'm in Miami doing podcasts, Patrick McDavid's and others, about to go do a couple more that night, Fresh and Fit. And it's like 8 o'clock, and all of a sudden my phone's blowing up. All this stuff's happening. Just ate dinner. And I see Fox News, and I see all over X, and the letter from the DOJ. We've released all the files. We've complied with Congress. We've unredacted the names, and we've released the list, the Epstein list, and here it is. And so I go check it and look and see a bunch of new stuff, and I go, okay. And I'm like, wow, this is really great. Public pressure. Because I'd heard from White House people at the White House that, no, they're going to unredact what's been released next week, so you should be happy. I thought, my goodness, this is better than I thought. And normally I would go do a bunch of checking, but it's Valentine's evening. I'm about to go do a podcast. I go check it some. It's all over the place. Fox News headline. Here's the letter from DOJ. Because it's one thing, a year ago, or a little less than a year ago, Ted Bundy called some influencers in the White House and then give them binders, and 98% of it is old stuff, and it's almost no information. Ed Barack's name is in there, I guess one little Easter egg that we already knew about. And we were the first to read it that day and do a report saying, folks, this is not real. This is old. I got attacked for attacking Trump by a lot of the listeners. You know, oh, how dare you? No, this is the files. I'm like, no, it's not. We've seen almost all of this, but two pages or whatever, four pages, something like that. And you can see the reports I did. And I was just like, wow, this is, and then Bundy was like, well, I'd been told this was it, but now I learned it's in New York, and they have 24 hours to give it to me, and we're going to go take it. They didn't give it to her, so they made the head of the FBI there resign, and they went and grabbed it, and then it got sent out to the FBI, as Kyle Serafin said, but he still didn't have confidence they'd do anything. That was in March. And so this is worse than that, okay? Because if I was handed just a file, I mean, I'd be suspicious if there's more than this. But to sit there and have them on a Saturday evening send a letter, release this, and say it's done is the same trick they tried back in March. It's preposterous. March of last year, almost a year ago, 11-plus months ago. And so, yeah, I did take the bait on that. Very rare for me that happened. I told a famous story about I woke up on 888. At like 6 a.m., turned on the TV, turned on the internet, and it's Russia attacks Georgia. And so by the time I got to the office at about 9, and I figured out, no, really, it looks like they attacked Russia, and then Russia came in. But I still kind of went with the headline, Russia attacks. By the middle of the show, it was clear that wasn't the case, that a NATO-backed Shashvili had attacked them. But that's rare, because but something so big, it's hard to believe they'd lie about something so demonstrably obviously not true. So then I went and did the Fresh and Fit show and got home at like 1, went to bed, woke up about 7 a.m., and boom. No, there is some new stuff. They did unredact a lot of stuff. They did put out lists that they claim show his flight patterns and his connections and who he was involved in, and they stick in there my name and General Flynn's name, and a bunch of innocent people. And you can go read the emails. It's this guy's exposing, our pedophilia, and we want to get him. And none of it is me involved with Epstein. It's Epstein hating me. So it's all makes me look great because I mean, that's what I do, obviously. I'm the guy that wrote the book on this, basically. But General Flynn's pissed off about it now, too, because they're trying to implicate him by sticking his name in it. And this is really, really, really next level bad by the DOJ. And so I'm royally upset, royally concerned. I'm not even really pissed off. I'm just, wow. Wow. Yeah, that's one of the ones that came out. A bunch came out last year in earlier dumps. Okay, we always, and these are some that people first found. I found like 50 of them now. So if you actually go to the database, I don't even show the old ones. I want to only, in fact, you know what? We don't have a big crew, but source somebody to just go into the thing. And I already had a folder last week with like 20 in it. I found a bunch more this weekend. Go. Because I need to do a report and just read the Alex Jones Epstein file entries on air. It needs to be done. Or my enemies are going to claim I'm shipping kids around with him and, best friends with him and actually had a baby with him. And that just shows how desperate the left is, mainly pushing that, but also some of the so-called influencers that they want to be the OG. They want to be the guy exposing it 32 years. They want to be the guy that exposed the cloning and the human trafficking and the child murder and the Satanism and the sucking the babies dry of their blood and their bone marrow and their stem cells. I exposed it all decades ago with specifics, 15 years ago, Epstein specifically on that. I am on record, light years ahead of everyone else, literally exposing the whole thing. I'm like the sun lighting up the earth when it comes to this toward my detractors that are like a Bic lighter. And they're like, look, I'm better than you. I've done more than you. It isn't about that. But I will not sit here and have people misrepresent that I'm with Epstein because I'm all over the files, them attacking me for exposing their pedophilia, specifically. Oh, and guess who else just came out and attacked me? That's right. The chief witch, Aleister Crowley priestess, Abramovich, went on a podcast and just literally said there is no such thing as Satanism. Alex Jones made it all up, and he's the reason this is all happening, and he's a horrible person, and he needs to be dealt with. So I just love it. I got Jeffrey Epstein attacking me. I got their priestess attacking me. That's the type of enemies I want. Now, since I mentioned it, here's Pam Bondi. There it is, up on Infowars.com. Spirit cooking witch Marina Abramovich blames Alex Jones' stuff, then me again, for leading a witch hunt, for needing bodyguards. That's a pretty strong headline, but it's a lot worse than that. She says there's a huge uprising against imaginary Satanism. It doesn't exist. It's like the flat earth. That's all coming up. And that's the evil recognizing that this broadcast is at the epicenter of the awakening to them and their whole global new world order, every part of it. And that's not credit to me. It's credit to God, our listeners, the crew, our guests, and all the work we've done. All of us together. But the evil in all these documents, Crossfire Hurricane and Arctic Frost and all the rest, who's in there the most? Who do they want to get? Who are they after? The Rockefeller Foundation documents, who do they want? They want Alex Jones. They want to get him. Because we're always at the tip of the spear, ladies and gentlemen, fighting to expose these monsters. And that's why we're under so much attack and so much synthetic attack, posing as if they're patriots. Because no one listens to the left when they attack me. So they have the synthetic influencers that we know, you know, it's come out like 4chan and 8chan on the payroll, working with Epstein to put out this info against me and others. This is how they operate. I'm not saying everybody on there is bad, but I'm saying the key people at the top. And they know it. So here is Pam Bondi, before we plunge into all the new stuff that is in the stuff they already released. Imagine what's in what they've suppressed. Here's Bondi. Oh, I mean, here she is yesterday. Oh, yeah, I've released everything. Oh, it's all out there. And again, when I saw that and saw a bunch of new files and stuff they did put out, still it's only 2% roughly, I thought, wow, I mean, there's no way they just sent to Congress who passed a law on this. There's no way, because that's perjury, basically. They weren't under oath in Congress. It's a separate branch of government, but still, Bondi cannot be this stupid. This is an impeachable offense, folks. To tell everybody on a Saturday night, here's everything, we've complied, all the files have been released, after she got destroyed last week in Congress. And then to do this, I mean, it is just absolutely wild. And so it may have gotten them a shot in the arm, as everybody basically, you know, for the first few hours believed it, until they dug in deeper, again, on a Saturday night. Normally you release something a Friday afternoon if you really want to bury it. But you release something on a Valentine's Day, Saturday night at like 6 o'clock in the evening. I mean, they are really trying to hide this. And again, I've never found Trump anything we've seen going back involved, but by extension, he now is with his admin in the cover-up. And my detractors, they cut it where I say I've never seen him involved. They cut and go, look, he's defending him. They don't show me saying, no, now he's guilty by extension. And so is Pam Bondi, and so is Cash Patel, and so are all of them. And it is so disgusting and wrong and dangerous. And then it's paradoxical because Trump's doing all this great stuff with the economy and stopping replacement migration, and they found half the kids the Democrats shipped in and just got us out of the carbon taxes, stopped men and women sports. I mean, real action. The economy is starting to turn around. Energy prices down almost 50%. I mean, this is night and day. We need this. But as a Christian, and this is somebody that can also just study philosophy, you start in justifying the means, lesser two evils, and say, well, overall, Trump's really good. And so, you know, he thinks it'll bring down the stock market and it's too embarrassing to the U.S. And it's, you know, it's to make us look good to bring this out. Because it's going on in Europe. It's going on in Asia. It's worse in Europe and the U.K. on record. We need to expose it here, expose it there. This is a global crusade against this. And their old trick of, oh, there's no Satanism. Oh, the 1980s satanic panic. None of that existed. Now, oh, this is the Antifa doesn't exist. That's their line. Antifa does not exist. Yeah, just billions in funding, all these academics and people involved, out killing people, all of it. That's their game. Abramovich, Alex Jones is crazy. Satanism does not exist. The hell it doesn't. We got your emails. We see it all, and it's all over the place. It's all over the place in Podesta's emails and the Clinton and all of this. Plus, I grew up in Dallas in the 80s, and you couldn't swing a stick in the dark and not hit Satanist. And I've talked about it. And I don't mean people in the trailer park sacrificing their cat. Okay, okay. I'm not talking about people on acid, you know, that come back from a Slayer concert and get demon possessed. I'm talking about rich people. I'm talking about Eyes Wide Shut. Okay? I was never in it, but I got on the periphery of it, and people tried to get me in it, and I was like, no, sir. No, sir. And again, that was gorgeous, you know, high school senior girls, and I'm a freshman. Wow, these girls want to date me? Sure. Then you find out real quick after you had sex with them a few times, oh, by the way, we want you to get involved in this. No, no, no. So, yeah, I know it's real because I've seen it with my eyeballs. All right? I've been brought to stuff like this twice not knowing. You know what I did? Get out of my way or I'm going to stomp your ass in the ground. All right? So that's the real world, boys and girls, and I've seen it. So I had a leg up on it when Ted Gunderson was telling me all this stuff and John DeCamp when I'm 20 years old and 21 year old, the hit radio show in Central Texas and syndicated after that. So I knew they weren't lying because I had seen some of this and they had a lot of documents. But that's why I got way ahead of everybody on this, folks, because since I've been 20, I have been covering this information. And I told you, the 14-year-old girls is the tip of the iceberg. It's cloning. It's vampirism. It's stem cells. It is murder. It is cannibalism. It is death. Now, I'm going to come back, and I'm going to get to Bondi. Oh, yeah, we've complied. Everything's released. We hear this over and over. Here's the good news, though. We got 3 million files that are devastating, annihilating, beyond powerful, that give us a clear map of what we already knew, but the specifics. And then now the pressure is, it's not going away. They're going to have to release all the rest of it. And if there's stuff in there of Donald Trump that's bad, then he needs to pay for it. But we know that's not what it is. He told MTG before she ever went public, she told me, she goes, listen, I'm going to have to leave Congress. She says, I can't do it. She said, he just told me, he said, he didn't say the stories are too old or it's sexual limitations or anything. He said, no, this will embarrass my friends. And I've got clips I found of Trump recently where he's like, it'll pull up Trump releasing Epstein files. Trump, Epstein obsession, I think is what he said, will hurt the country. Well, no, allowing all this Satanism is what hurt the country and hurt our children. And I got the most important thing I'm going to say it here briefly, I'm going to detail it more later. People keep asking, who's the new Epstein? Who's the new Epstein? Hollywood's always been the Epstein. Turn on the culture. Look at the sexualization of children, the drag queen story times, the transgenderism, the destruction of parental rights, the gay pride parades with, you know, naked men on bicycles while little kids are marched at the head of it like captors. They've gone from beta to everything becoming Epstein. Okay? You understand? This is the expansion. This is the operational mode. You want to know who the new Epstein is? Turn on the TV. Drive by the public school. Drive by the church with the rainbow flag on it. It is a satanic, pedophilic, spiritual takeover. And the good news is it's now out in the open, so we can gird ourselves with God and the armor of God and take it on and defeat it. We'll be right back.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements.
Sometimes we have BOGO Supps.
We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funds or Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so let's go through the DOJ lying and saying they released everything Saturday, and it was all over the news, Fox News, CNN, everywhere, and I thought, well, they certainly not lied about that. And I saw a bunch of new documents and lists and things they put on. I said, wow, they finally complied. Because I'd been hearing noise out of the White House that they were going to unredact stuff. They were already starting to unredact stuff. So I thought, well, talk about wishful thinking. That was it. And now that they've done this, it has just made me even more determined to make sure all this comes out. It's already bringing down the whole globalist system. So here is a clip from Channel 4 News. Talking about, oh, we think there's 14.6 terabytes. No, we don't think. So let me just confirm that in March of last year, we'll play the clip, Kyle Serafin talked to people at the task force and then at local level who were all getting the 14.6 terabytes. Now it's the big, massive top story Saturday and Sunday that people reading these files think maybe that's the case. No, it's not think maybe. It's confirmed a year ago. All right? And again, you heard Bondi. Oh, there's hundreds of victims with Epstein
and oh, these power people are going to go to jail. Then she's like, oh, actually, I was wrong. It was just child porn he had. And obviously, they can't publish that. No, ladies and gentlemen. It is stuff far worse. Just what's in the first 3 million is men brutally raping under, I mean, girls that are prepubescent, like they're like 7 years old, doing stuff I don't even want to say on air. I shot a report on it yesterday. I mean, just brutal. Brutal. I mean, men forcing their arms into little girls. Okay, blood everywhere. I mean, just blood, busted up faces, everything. And then this girl surviving years later told the FBI, and they've got a report that mirrors the emails and the photo. So when you go into these files that are public and you see stuff blacked out, that's the reason. But then you got the report saying what it is. I mean, and you got to understand, folks, you wonder, why do they give you poison shots that kill 30 million people, give you blood clots and sterilize you? Because they want to kill you. They're Satanists. Why does Fauci, as a rite of passage, have his scientists torture dogs to death for no reason? Remove their larynx and put a bag over their head with flesh-eating maggots. Because he enjoys it. And it's an art form for him, and he wants to see if these workers will do that. It's a test. They admit it's a test. So you're like, God, that's satanic. Yeah, folks, they have satanic training by increment to find out who is satanic to build a satanic army.
Build me an army worthy of Mordor. Yes, Sauron, ruler of the earth, Saruman says.
I mean, that's what this is. You see, Tolkien was a linguist, historian, expert on medieval culture, magic, everything, super smart. And he wrote articles and gave speeches and said, you know, no, this is my allegory for how the world really works. Veteran of World War I, lived all over the world. He said, this is an allegory of how the world really works. You got the simple, happy hobbits that just think everything's fine, and then just 100 miles away is Mordor. An absolute hell on earth. And so I wish this wasn't true. I wish this wasn't going on, but it is. It is. And the poor crew is the best ever. I've sent them 190-something clips today, and then there's no way for you to even go over them all, so I'm a little overwhelmed. I need to start getting clips. I haven't played any clips yet. Let's go to a clip of the new Channel 4. And good for them. Good they're reporting this. That, oh, it looks like 2%'s been released. Yes. And we didn't just report it's 14.6 terabytes. We specifically gave examples and that it had been sent out to the FBI and that we were waiting to see if they did anything. And here we are a year later. And they weren't going to release it, but now a bunch of it has been released. So we're making progress here. Look how far we've come. I'm more pissed than probably most of you about them playing games and about how fabulous the Trump administration has been on economics and culture things, except for this. But you can have a big old giant, delicious punch bowl at the school dance that's just so tasty that if somebody gets up on the table and takes a dump in it, and you know, 99.9% of the punch bowl is still good punch, nobody's going to drink the punch. You get a cola and die. But that's what Bondi's doing, and she's got a fire hose of feces spraying it at us. And she wants us to think it's raining. Yeah, it's raining BS. So there's no way the globalists get out of this. There's no way. And Trump attaching himself to it is just cuckoo bunker town. But like I said, I'm going to triage it. I'll support Kennedy. I'll support Gabbard. I'll support stopping wars. I'll sit there and say, I like this and that. We should support, you know, funding DHS, ICE. But then I'm just going to sit here, as you see, and spend right now most of our time on this because it's a window into it all, and it can bring down the whole globalist system. With what we've got so far, can you imagine what the other 98% is? And again, most of that's video. It's been reported from our sources and now confirmed that it's another 2% of that 100% that hasn't been released that's text. Text messages, emails, letters, photographs. Okay, so 2%'s out, and it's 180,000 images, several thousand videos. And again, we have found, online sleuths found, the reason most of them are dead links is on accident, if you believe that, they just left out the last number on each file, but you can put it in and then pull it up. So we'll show you how to do that as well. But beware. Beware what you see. But somebody's got to do it. So let's go to the Channel 4 this weekend breaking the news that Kyle Serafin broke here. It's not about, oh, we broke it here before. It's about we broke it with more specifics and nailed it with facts then. The problem having all these sources is, though, they can be given disinformation or they can get it wrong. And that's what happened to me Saturday. Is I've been hearing for days, no, Alex, you'll be pleased. They're going to unredact the redactions except for some victims. They say it's a mistake. You heard Bonnie tell Congress that. I'm like, okay. And then I see Saturday, oh, it's all unredacted. Oh, it's all been released. They comply with Congress. Everything's been released. I'm like, wow. I mean, just because that, come on. That big a lie, that is reckless as hell and would obviously blow up 1,000 times bigger. And it did. And then my phones have been blown up. My everything just like, well, Alex, you said on Saturday, you know, it looked like they did this, but by Sunday I'm like, no, we were lied to. But it's such a reckless thing for them to do that I thought, wow, all these headlines, well, I see a bunch of new documents. Well, she says to a letter to Congress, full compliance, wow. And we've released everything. I'm like, wow. But then I started thinking, wait, she did that a couple times last year. So I don't know what to say at this point. I mean, I am just godsmacked. We should probably open the phones up and get your take on it. So you know, let's do it this way. Let's go to, by the way, if you want to see the full interview, here it is on X. Breaking exclusive, D.C. FBI headquarters task force now investigating over 14 terabytes of new Epstein information. He says 14.6 in the interview. That the New York FBI attempted to hide from Cash Patel and Pam Bondi. So we were given the benefit of the doubt back then. Top FBI whistleblower Kyle Serafin source confirmed that the DOJ's claim that the new Epstein files are their top priority and that hundreds of new victims have been identified. And that's before she even came out and got caught on tape saying that. So we were giving you the intel. But my White House sources heard the same thing she said to Congress. Oh, we are going to unredact and release it all. So I'm told, oh, yeah, they're really, Trump's on board now. Alex, great news. I'm like, great news. Hope that's true. And then they lie so big, I'm like, well, there's no way this can't be true. And by the morning, we knew it was horse crap. Like, you couldn't destroy yourself better. Because it's one thing if I get something wrong, I'll come and tell you what I did, which is rare. They did this on purpose and are still running around saying it today. Their surrogates, a lot of them I like, nice people, are saying today it's all been released. I'm torn. I want to show the news articles to people I love and say, this is horse crap. But the point is that everybody is going to know in the next few hours because I'm talking about it. You're going to get it out. But that is the last thing I like to do. But it's perfect on Valentine's evening. Oh, all over the news. Oh, everything's released. Official letter. We fully complied. Everything's released. We've unredacted. We've released the official client list. Then I like see my name on it and General Flynn. I'm like, what? Just another little dirty trick. Probably Todd Blanche. You can see him sitting around laughing. Then I get flooded with calls. You're in there, you bastard. And I'm like, go search him. They hate me. They want me in jail. I'm exposing pedophilia. So I just get thrown in because I am in his emails, him attacking me. And Marina Abramovich and all the rest of them, that's coming up. But I'm not even having to defend myself. Anyone with a brain knows that. But that's how dirty this DOJ is at the top. So any and I also saw some Q people going, oh, no, they spied on Congress when they looked at the files, a genius to see who's guilty, to find out who's involved. You're the ones redacting the files and covering up most of them. Oh, they need to trick the Democrats to go into the files to find out where the really bad stuff's there. Talk about mental gymnastics. I've had it. But I know this, everything we've got so far is Democrats doing horrible stuff, and I want them prosecuted. And I want to start hearing Massey and all these others do what MTG said. Oh, anybody with spirit cooking or pizza or the jerky or slavery or delivering the girl to the hotel, the sex slave, buying the babies, burying the girls in Zorro Ranch. This is them talking about this. I want prosecutions. And I want Massey and others who've gone and looked to start naming names. But I want to know why the DOJ is redacting that stuff. I mean, this is just unbelievable. All right, I'm sorry, I'm ranting. So prepared. Just look at all this. But I can't even, I'm just like stuck on this. So let's do Serafin first. This is just a 3-minute clip from like an hour long video right here of Serafin nailing it. When you actually pay attention, folks, this guy's batting 1,000. Nail. It's like Cash Patel's, you know, suing him. And then we'll go to the report this weekend. The bombshell, Pulitzer Prize information. There may be 14 terabytes. No, there may. There's no maybe about it. It's confirmed. So play Serafin 11 and a half months ago and then play the clip from this weekend.
You hear stuff from the Trump administration right now. There's two things that are happening. We're seeing actions. We're seeing executive orders where people are making, you know, statements. They're going out. He's signing the document and saying this is what's going to happen next. But then you've also got this other piece where you go, yeah, but is it really going on? We were told we were going to get the Epstein binders day one. We were going to all see all the information and it didn't come out. So we're kind of in this like now we need verification. I just listen to what people say and then I go and see if folks can actually validate that. I've got friends that are working at headquarters. I got a couple of them at this point. There are friends of mine. It turns out when you become an FBI whistleblower, less and less people talk to you. They just don't want to get involved. But a few of them that are not scared, that are courageous and said they'd be happy to like both lose their job and shut this agency down if it had to be done. They've gone out and proactively told me, he's like, look, we've broken servers. We've had so many people accessing them to do this work. We've been working through the
weekend. You just showed me this.
Yeah, no, I'm literally showing you the people that we're talking about here. They've reached out to me and said, yeah, we have all hands on deck. I meant to go do something because he was going to go meet one of my friends, wasn't able to do so. And he's like, look, dude, I got stuff going on. I can't because we have all hands on deck meetings talking about Epstein files. We are doing the redactions. We are doing the things that were said. And then completely independent of that, I got another buddy who's much further to the west of Washington, D.C., and I'll just leave it nebulously at that, who reached out and said, I was looking for a printer. I was on my network, and they must be so actively trying to steel box this up, because when you start having too many people touch the exact same files on government computers, we had a joke, Alex, when you were working on FBI computer systems, we would always say that the motto of FBI IT is yesterday's technology tomorrow. They're just crap. They're just the worst computers you could ever have. And so apparently they crashed them all. And my guess is they started moving to more and more stable servers and accidentally opened up the permissions to people, including another buddy who had nothing to do with it. And he was like, oh yeah, I just saw there were like 14 terabytes of Epstein files.
And you were showing me, they're saying more victims than Bondi even said. I mean, this is like just massive.
Yeah, I think the information will continue to roll out as they can. But at the end of the day,
they're shocked by how when you say terabytes, they're saying it's massive.
Yeah, like 14 terabytes is like that's
so it's not a couple hundred pages like they gave Bondi.
Correct. No, that was always going to be nonsense.
So it appears from this information that you actually showed me the information on your phone, this is real. There, it's very aggressive, like she says.
I think there's no reason not that to think that. I mean, look, it's one guy sitting in headquarters and one guy sitting outside in the field. That's two sources. Is that enough for me to say, yes, there's a massive operation? Probably not. But I would say it leans that way. It makes me believe that the things that we're seeing.
Well, I mean, it means they got files like she said.
They have things to work with.
And they're going over it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
How many terabytes?
I don't know. 14, 15, something like that.
I mean, that's a lot.
That's a lot of files.
So that was March.
A Channel 4 News investigation today reveals that all those pictures, emails, videos and messages released by the Department of Justice, said to be over 3 million pages, may amount to just a fraction of the Epstein material obtained by investigators.
Why do we think that? Because these raids on Epstein's properties, his Florida mansion in 2005, and his fancy New York townhouse and sprawling luxury island in 2019 saw dozens of devices, computers, hard drives, and servers bagged and tagged and brought to FBI offices for examination. Now, emails examined by Channel 4 News show investigators discussing those very devices. From the earliest stages, investigators were talking about Epstein's data, totaling many, many times what has so far been released. In June 2020, one wrote, we expect the data to be somewhere around 20 to 40 terabytes, noting that the total capacity of the devices was up to 50 terabytes. then as recently as last year, long after the investigations into Epstein and his associates had ended, the figures quoted remained massive. We're looking at a total of approximately 14.6 terabytes of archived data, said another email. To put that in context, it is almost 15,000 gigabytes. But now, a year on from that, the total data released, claimed to be some 300 gigabytes, accounts for just 2% of the total Epstein data that officials were discussing just last year. Under the Epstein Act, DOJ attorneys had to look through all files to find any responsive material that related to Epstein, his networks and crimes. They claimed that 6 million pages had been identified, including duplicates. They released over 3 million. Both those numbers are tiny compared to the amount collected, according to today's emails.
So we broke 2 days before the raid, before it was announced, that they were hiding. With O'Boyle, broke it, along with Serafin, two whistleblowers, and we broke the 14.6 terabyte. I'm just pointing that out. And I was given a benefit of the doubt that they sent the files out to the FBI offices. That sounded to me like good news. And a lot of listeners are like, no, they're traitors, you know. And I said, I don't know. I sure hope. Well, now here we are a year later. And I said back then, I said, as this develops and unfolds, I'll go where the truth is. And I am physically sick and disgusted by this. So, from all my research, I've never seen Trump connected to any of this, but now his admin has connected themselves to it by extension. So it is what it is. And we're going to have serious discussions and debates and arguments about what you think we should collectively do, because I'm normally a very decisive person, and I just know that I've got to cover it and expose it. And it's also very negative that they're doing this, but you know what? Trump rode in on the wave we created as populist, as anti-globalist. And they admit at the Munich conference, all the top world leaders, the unelected commission, that's coming up next hour, they're totally screwed. Their New World Order's dead. The neoliberalism is over. Everyone hates them. There's a global uprising. Their answer is censor and control everybody and arrest their political opposition and go after Elon Musk. And so that's it. And so the New World Order is in deep trouble. They're basically done. And we should focus on the files they're suppressing. We should focus on the cover-up, but also focus on what we got. And I'll be going over that with Barnes, the stuff I haven't hit that I just learned about last night and this morning. I mean, it's just as bad or worse than the other cannibalism and the dead bodies and buying babies and Bitcoin control, and you go and check, it's exactly what Epstein's bragging about in 2015, getting control of much of Bitcoin's internal systems. That alone I could do an hour on. I mean, it is just total cuckoo for cuckoo puffs information. Next hour is coming up. I'm going to go over all of it. We'll talk to Robert Barnes about it, but man. Just, I'm godsmacked. I am absolutely godsmacked. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's new pandemics they're cooking up, or whether it's the satanic pedophile rings, or whether it's the replacement migration, we are fighting the globalists on every front. Together, this operation, the listeners and viewers who are not spectators, you are men and women in the arena. When you listen, when you share the articles, when you share the videos, when you take clips from the show, when you tell your friends, your neighbors, your families, and perfect strangers about the broadcast, you change the world. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones and Rumble, the Alex Jones Show. It is so critical that in this time you reach out and tell folks, here is the forbidden, here is the verboten broadcast that the system is scared of and wants shut down. We have Maria Abramovich, their high priestess, talking about how I'm public enemy number one and how I'm the problem and I'm the reason this is all coming out. I'm so proud of that. But it's not me, it's all of us together. And Ted Gunderson's information and John DeCamp's information and Kathy O'Brien, who I want to get back on ASAP, her information, everything she wrote in Transformation America 30 plus years ago came true. She said they're beta testing the pedophilia and Satanism in these cults, and they're going to turn it loose on all of society and roll it out on the world and normalize it. And exactly what she said is happening. And she was in MK Ultra. Confirmed. So when you support the broadcast, when you buy the products, the very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, incredible knives, battle daggers, trench knives, great flip knives, the very best at very low prices at thealexshowstore.com, you are funding the exposure of the enemy and a better future for us all. So get great products that enrich yourself, your family, your health, and keep us on the air. We have until just tomorrow night. The sale ends, the biggest sale of the year, 52% off with the Irish Sea Moss, with the Shilajit, with the Ultramethylene Blue, Ultramethylene Red. There are two bundles when you get the three products together in each one. You get it at 52% off. There's other big sales on the site. It ends tomorrow at midnight. And let me tell you what ends this Friday. This happens only six times a year. Every month they give away another American car, badass off-road vehicles, sports cars, you name it. It's part of our sponsor, Bigley's system, where they love to have these raffles. You buy anything on the site, you get put in normally once in the raffle. But at the end of each contest for a week, you put in 50X. But every few months, it happens where one deal ends and a new one begins, where you get put in to potentially win both vehicles. So we're in that window right now until Friday. Two limited time bundles, again, ends tomorrow or 50% off. And then we have the other deal going right now on the great off-road truck and the 2020 Shelby Collector's Mustang. That is one of the most sought-after cars out there, a true American classic. So the brand new Ford truck. And on top of that, the classic from 2020, white Mustang Shelby, you get 50 times entries every time you buy anything at thealexshowstore.com until the one offer on the truck ends, and then the next offer, which has already begun, on the Mustang starts. That's that window where you definitely want to be involved in that at thealexshowstore.com. But regardless, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to take action at thealexshowstore.com. Keep the broadcast on the air. Ultramethylene Red, Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Bovine Colostrum. You're insane if you don't try these products. They really work. Stay with us. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We'll be right back. Robert Barnes to decipher the incredible Epstein fallout, the continued cover-ups, the Munich conference with the globalists, basically all the top ones in Europe and the U.S. admitted their plan is dead. So much more on the election coming up, the government shutdown, it's all coming up. But I wanted to just play a few clips of the type of stuff coming out of the Epstein files right now, and then I'm going to come back and get into all the latest super hardcore stuff we haven't hit yet that people just dug out of this nightmare trove of 3 million that we have. Imagine what they're hiding. But first, let's start with Bondi last week saying, or Leavitt, Bondi also said it to Congress, that we've, the White House has moved on from Epstein. No, nobody's moving on. Then you put out that fake announcement that you released all the files in an official letter to Congress. I can't believe you'd lie like that, so I believed it. Unbelievable. They put out a bunch of stuff, but not all of it. I mean, this is just crazy watching this happen. Here's the clips. We'll come back with Robert Barnes. Stay with us.
And that remains true. And this call, if it did happen, corroborates exactly what President Trump has said from the beginning. And I'm sure many of you, when you read that alleged FBI report, probably thought to yourself, wow, this really cracks our narrative that we've been trying to push about this president for many years. So we're moving on from that. Reagan.
I wanted to give you guys a quick update on Mark Tramo, who is the UCLA professor who emailed Jeffrey Epstein tips to get infants to suck more vigorously on a pacifier. I went and stood outside of his building at UCLA yesterday with a giant sign with his quote. And on the other side, it said, "Fire Mark Tramo." And I screamed by myself for an hour. At the end, when my voice was shot and I was exhausted, the department head came up to me. He let me know they're not renewing his contract, and I suggested he better get his name off of that website if they don't want this to continue daily. Guys, our voices can be heard. We just need to get out there and do it.
I had a team that did vetting and ethics. So our office was responsible for vetting every cabinet member. So, you know, and we had, in our administration, we had very quite rigorous standards. And so it would be a big failure if someone turned out to have, you know, not completed their, not filed their tax returns appropriately, or, you know, something like that, or, you know, a big issue that would come up would be with household help and people not paying taxes on either a nanny or, you know, a housekeeper or something like that, or landscaping people, that type of thing. I'm really disheartened by the, what I think is sort of the devaluing of the office, or, in some ways almost a debasing of the office of the president, which is something that, you know, I revered, as White House counsel, and really felt a personal responsibility to sort of protect the sort of sacrosanctness of it, you know, not in a religious sense, but just in the sense that it's such an important office and the dignity of it, the dignity and the decency, I would say. So from that perspective, I've become, I guess, more partisan, at least in my own, thinking about it.
These people, they know the brain. They know how the brain works. I mean, Epstein was there were babies that had been aborted or that were aborted by them, and they were in like a cryogenic kind of a machine that they were doing experiments on. That was very done underground, of course. He had a lot of connections. Stephen Hawkins was there, and it was a lot of evil was done through him, or his, what he was.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. This is when the globals could knock the power out and blame the Russians or whoever. They've already pre-programmed that. This is when they could set off attack nuke, try to shoot down Air Force One with surface-to-air missiles, blame Iran. This is the globalist color revolution that they've done hundreds of times around the world. Hundreds since 1947. Operation Ajax, Operation Gladio. The list goes on and on. I just keep saying, danger, danger, mortal danger to the country. Mortal danger to your future. I mean, I can physically feel the anxiety and electricity shooting up and down my body and the palpable, not fear, because that's not the feeling I feel, the feeling of ready to fight. And I'm fighting in the information war. I have electricity feeling in my teeth right now. I have to make myself not bare my teeth and bug my eyes out right now as I address you, because that's what I feel like. People want to conquer us. You want war? But I understand it's informational. So that's where I am right now. But I just showed you who I am. That's what I feel like every second right now. That's the urgency. Fauci and Gates and Schumer and Newsom want to destroy our future. You want us to live in bondage. You want to cut our children's penises off. You Satanist. I'm just telling you, I've never felt so much urgency. My spider sense has never even close to this much on fire. My cells tell me I'm in a war. And to girt myself for it. And to guard myself for truth. Because we are up against the scum of the earth that will give us no quarter. This is an endless war. A fight between good and evil. And in this cycle, good is rising. And good is winning. And evil can feel it in its bones. And it is rising to the challenge.
Φορτούνε τάγκο, βοβούνε ράψι, λιλάκι που στο ξέρεις. Φορτσού αμύχι, βοβούνε ράψου, τράτη πρεπέλης.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Robert Barnes joins us, and I'm mainly focusing on Epstein, and the Justice Department did it again, like they did back in March of last year. Oh, here's all the files, and then it's not all the files. And I saw Fox News and all the headlines. They released a bunch of new stuff, a list they said was the client list. General Flynn and I am on there. And then you go look at the emails that were being attacked by Epstein, saying we've got to be dealt with. So why would they throw us in there? Flynn saying it's being done on purpose. I think so. And then all the new stuff has been dug out of what we do have that's so insane. Stuff like, did you know the Zorro Ranch, a foundation owned by Epstein, won an $80 million lottery in New Mexico? The corruption is so massive. You've got Woody Allen talking about cannibal recipes. You've got with Epstein. You've got Noam Chomsky. Oh, I'm fantasizing about the island. You've got buying and selling babies and children and women saying you didn't pay me enough money for the baby. This is all real. And then I like Massey and people, but MTG made the point almost 2 weeks ago. She said, well, stuff like jerky and pizza and spirit cooking, as soon as Massey's able to go in, which he was a few days later, we need to unmask, just start spot-checking names, and then he can go, and we'll know who it is, and then we can put pressure on the DOJ. But now all these Congress people have been in there, and I keep looking. I don't see any of them, people that I think are great. Boebert and Anna Paulina, you know, all of them. But where is that? Because we can say, oh, the DOJ is covering up and all this. Yeah, okay, great. Put pressure on them. But what should Congress be doing with this information? And almost all of it is Democrats doing horrible things. And then the Bitcoin stuff, only get in with Barnes. Because you've got in 2015, the Bitcoin Foundation breaks up and falls apart. And it's Epstein saying, let's go in and take over all the key programmers so we can control Bitcoin. And then they basically did. So what does that say about that? I mean, this is so massive. So Robert Barnes, great constitutional lawyer, popular podcaster. Find him on X. Be sure and check it out at vivabarneslaw.locals.com and Barnes_law on X. Also a great historian, good friend of mine. Barnes, I want to tackle this first and go through some of then shift gears into the Munich conference and what happened there. And also news on the midterms. They're now accusing Trump all over the news of a plot to steal the election. I thought there was no such thing. So much to get to, and your predictions on the current course, what this does to the midterms, and why you think the DOJ, I think at Trump's behest, is doing this. We know from people that talk to Trump, he says, well, it'll bring down the economy. Well, this is going to bring it down anyway. So not involved in anything I've ever seen. If you've seen it, tell me. Not involved in any of the crimes, but now by extension, becoming an accessory after the fact here, why would Bondi wrote a letter to Congress on Valentine's Day Eve, like 6 at night, saying, we fully complied, all files released, and we are unredacting the names, and here is a Epstein client list, and I'll show it, and then it gives the ways you're associated with it, and I'm in there, and Flynn's in there. You've heard my breakdown here. You can start wherever you'd like, but this is getting Twilight Zone, Robert Barnes.
No doubt about it. That's what we said from the get-go. I mean, right now what's happening is that Bondi and Blanche are running a disinformation campaign on the President of the United States and at the same time on the American people. They convinced the President that he was negatively implicated in the Epstein files because they'd been doctored Russiagate style back in April and May. And since then, as he's seen that information was false, their secondary pitch has been that too many important people around the world are implicated for him to allow it to be fully unfettered in its public disclosures and complete transparency. And all it's doing is undermining him. All it's doing is undermining. Trump is being known, you know, increasingly Democrats are running on this. It's going to be their midterm campaign slogan. Choose the working class over the Epstein class. The Trump was going ballistic all weekend, as you know, hating the Epstein administration label that is now being put on him around the country and around the world. Well, there's a really easy way to solve that problem. Simply have full and complete transparency. Disclose everything. Investigate and prosecute these evildoers. Quit listening to Pam. You've got to fire Pam Bondi. You've got to fire Todd Blanche. You should have fired him 6 months ago. Never should have hired him. But by now you know you've been had. And as the longer he allows this to get dragged out, the more he will bleed out political capital. And he will go down as the president known as the Epstein guy, known as the Epstein administration guy, known as the pedo protector guy. That's where he's heading. And instead, they're right now out there, the administration is out threatening everybody that if you talk about this, if you continue to be critical of us, we'll cut off your access. If you have vendor contracts with anybody connected to the government or anybody else, you're going to be cut off. They're just threatening everybody. That's not the way to handle this. The way to handle this is to have full, complete transparency, what he campaigned on. This takes down the deep state. Mostly the democratically aligned deep state, but some big Republican donors in there too. But it takes down the deep state. That's who it is. The Epstein files, as you've been talking about for a quarter century. But in terms of the files themselves, for the last year, have been highlighting how these files are a roadmap to elite corruption, to the what we oppose and what we face in opposition around the world, and particularly the Western world. Norway has opened up criminal investigations. France has opened up criminal investigations. The UK has opened up criminal investigations. How is it we're the only country that hasn't? I mean, it's a disgrace to the president. It damages his legacy. It will destroy his presidency. It will ruin his reputation and everything connected committed to it. All the work and effort he's made, a decade plus of sacrifice, will be for naught, because he will go down as the Epstein administration, the Epstein class protector, the Epstein class representative, the Epstein president. This is a guy who, Epstein, who hated Trump, who Trump outed, who Trump exposed, who Trump ratted out, who Trump got reports so the government authorities could take action against him. But he's been tricked and betrayed by the people closest to him, by Swampy Susie Wiles, by pay-for-play Pam Bondi. And I know people like Roger and other people want to defend these people. Roger, how much is enough? Come on. I mean, the Mike Davis, millions and millions of dollars. They fired, as you pointed out last week, they fired Gail Slater, the antitrust, populist antitrust head. So now that all the big corporations, the Pam Bondi can treat the entire Justice Department as a pay-for-play cash register for her lobbyist pals and friends. I know Roger Stone is one of them. I know that's why he doesn't want to talk that bad about Susie Wiles, doesn't want to talk bad about Pam Bondi. But we got to move past this. The presidency is going to be crushed. Democrats are going to seize control. That idiot nitwit Ohio Republican senator took a bunch of money from Les Wexner right before, apparently, he opposed disclosure of the Epstein files. He's done. The Democrats are going to win this House. Democrats are going to win the Senate. Democrats are going to win a bunch of key governorships unless we course correct now. Now. There's no more time. There's no more effort. You can't, I mean, instead we're talking about going into Iran. We may have a stock market collapse. We may have all kinds of an AI bubble. In the middle of all this, the president can't be out defending, protecting, and hiding and excusing the Epstein class. He should be prosecuting and punishing the Epstein class, since they've been his enemies and adversaries for his entire natural-born life and his entire political career. And the no more giving up the DOJ to the outsider lobbyists like the Mike Davises of the world, the Arthur Schwartzes of the world. None of these people. All it does is undermine the, well, I mean, right now, Pam Bondi and Todd Blanch are in continued criminal conspiratorial violation of the Epstein Transparency Act. They're engaging in obstruction of justice. They're engaging in federal crimes. And they're doing so, I mean, you pointed out, the real Epstein list should have disclosed the context of those names. Instead, they put it they somehow magically left out the Rothschilds, apparently. It's like the main name that's all over the place in the Epstein files is the infamous banking family that has been rigging governments and debanking and, basically completely sabotaging governments and promoting wars now for centuries, literally centuries. But most of them are taken out of the index. And then General Flynn is in there. You're in there. Thomas Massie's in there. Marjorie Taylor Greene is in there. That's a joke. It's an entire disinformation campaign. They designed this to mislead and confuse. They put Ro Khanna in there. I mean, it's a joke. It's obvious what they're doing. This is a deep state cover-up operation, and they tricked the President of the United States into being complicit in it. Time to no longer be complicit in it. Jettison these corrupt rogue actors like Pam Bondi, like Todd Blanch, like Kash Patel. Put people in there who actually do the job, whether that's Senator Eric Schmidt or Senator Josh Hawley or Tom Fitton or General Flynn, or people from the Missouri or Texas Attorney General's office. There's a lot of great people there. Ken Paxton just took the position to side with Dr. Bowden this week in Texas, doing a great job there. So we need competent, capable, ethical MAGA people in these positions of power, not corrupt corporate lobbyists like Pam Bondi, not corrupt corporate lobbyists like Swampy Susie, not career Democratic corporate lawyers, white shoe lawyers like Todd Blanch Dubois. We need the American people and the voters to be taken first and to be the priority in the Trump administration, or Trump himself will be doomed. Trump will get impeached. Trump will get removed. He may get even removed if he allows this to keep getting dragged out and dragged out and dragged out. Enough is enough.
And by the way,
cut bait with.
And by the way, Mark perfectly said it. Didn't say it as good. Mark Mitchell is a Trump supporter. He's one of the top pollsters. He's been warning for 6-7 months this is killing Trump. The way they kicked Elon out because he didn't want to go along with the cover up, that was devastating to Doge and everything. And of course, they stick Todd Blanche's name in there because, again, they put a hotline in a few years ago where anybody could email, anybody could mail, anybody could call. There's news clippings. I'm proud of the now 40 or 50 emails I've read of Epstein attacking me and then saying this guy's, you know, Pizzagate, you know, back to then. This guy says we're pedophiles, you know, all this stuff. And he's talking to all these powerful people about me. And then the left just puts out Alex Jones is in there. And even my so-called, fellow right-wing pundits, they just go, oh, he's in there, knowing it makes me look good. But and I guess the DOJ knew, though, that would just be a scarlet letter around my neck. This is just crazy. It's absolutely nuts.
Come on, I mean, it's a half-ass cover-up job. And the goal is, hey, in a day, it's like what they did with the four names, right? They took four names. Massey asked him, he goes, are these just names in a lineup or are these names of criminal co-conspirators? They refused to disclose. Then they unredact the names. So Ro Khanna references the names on the House floor and then like, oh, those were always names in the lineup. Ha, 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 we tricked you. I mean, this is garbage. This is garbage what they're doing. It's not a coincidence they also in the same week fire Gail Slater, who was the true populist antitrust person, the MAGA person, with alignment with populist left and populist right on antitrust law. And now all the big corporations, their stocks are going through the roof because they know now the antitrust laws won't be enforced anymore because it's just one big pay-for-play scheme at the Justice Department. And they tricked Trump on that one too. I mean, it's getting embarrassing. I mean, it will ruin the president if he does not reverse course within the next 60 days. I mean, he's literally that's the time frame he's got. His window is closing and closing and closing. And if we make the mistake of going in and extended, by the way, they are out there doing public opinion polls measuring how many dead people Americans will accept in the war with Iran. How many dead American soldiers are okay? And they're talking about 10,000 or more. These are the people. Howard Lutnick should have been canned yesterday. The Howard Lutnick is, what value does he add? His sons are busy getting rich off Trump's tariffs are probably going to get struck down on Thursday by the Supreme Court. That's the anticipated time frame in which the decision will likely issue. It's not a guarantee, but likely will issue. And his sons are going to get fabulously rich off of it. This is embarrassing.
Well, that's right. American people. And then you've got clearly Howard Lutnick's face at one of the little laboratory areas with the medical chairs there at Epstein Island. Lutnick moves in next to him, tells the national news, oh, I went over once with my wife. He said, oh, I'll give you the right type of massage. We ran away. We never saw him again. Meanwhile, he's in businesses with him. He's staying at the island years later. I mean, my God.
Completely. And remember, this guy's a guy who supported Hillary Clinton in 2016. Who he was pitching Jeffrey Epstein to help raise money for Hillary Clinton in 2016. And he said that the only reason why he backed Trump this time is because Trump apparently promised to be Israel's greatest president ever. I didn't know that's what Trump was running for, was to be Israel's greatest president ever. Enough is enough. We've delivered way too much to be.
Well, let me ask you this then, because I really respect you and I respect all our big guests because they're men and women that are right over and over again. That's who you see, where people that know what they're talking about. How are you gauging this? Because I want Kennedy and Gabbard to succeed. You know, it's obviously watching them tank like this and commit political suicide. Seppuku is terrible. But then we need to put pressure on them to turn back now. But also we need to explain each time we do attack Trump that we need to also focus on the Democrats and their open evil, the fact that they're a much greater threat, and not show up to the polls for good Republican candidates, state, local, and federal. Not continue to build our populist beachhead that came out of Ron Paul, myself, the Tea Party that we took over. Trump rode in on that wave. We're not just going to salvage this. This is ours. Populism is winning all over the world. The globalists admitted at the Munich conference that everyone hates them. Their new world order is dead. So, you know, if Trump wants to commit suicide with the globalists politically, that's his issue. But we need to start talking about the next thing, the next wave, and how we reconvene this operation to save the West and the world.
Absolutely. So 1776 Law Center has a survey out there amongst the American people to look at the populist policies that ended their degree of popularity, the breadth of their popularity, the depth of their popularity. And, you know, credit to Senator Rand Paul. One of the big ones, the most popular issue polled so far in the entire country is to remove the immunity for big pharma and big drug companies when their vaccines cause injury. Number one issue, broad popularity, Democrats, Republicans, independents, young people, old people, white people, black people, brown people, men, women, doesn't matter, Christian, not Christian, you name anybody, basically every single group aside from like the hardcore Epstein class believes that the drug companies should be liable for their vaccine when they cause injury. This is something Robert Kennedy's working on, building up the vaccine immunity court, and we should tax big pharmaceutical companies to pay for that vaccine injury court and remove immunity at the same time. So we can have retroactive money available for the people that have already been injured, but when the vaccine still had immunity, and then we remove the immunity on a go-forward basis. This is a huge winner. Another big winner. Allow people to buy food directly from the farmer and allow the farmer to sell food directly to the people without getting government inspection licenses.
And Robert,
and
I want to get more
first
into what we do at the grassroots and how you see the shaking out. But I'm about 35,000-foot view. How do we say, hey, we had big victory with Trump, you know, he's a horse that got us so far, but he decided to fall over politically, die in the ditch. And then as a leader, people need that. Who do you see? I think you've kind of already said it. A Rand Paul, a RFK Jr., a Tulsi Gabbard coming out of this, a General Flynn. I think, because I found out Flynn confirmed a month ago, Susie Wiles doing opposition research on him, myself, all of us. They already know what's coming in the future. They're already preparing to come after us. If we thought we had a respite until the Democrats get back in, no. No, no, they're already preparing, the old Republican establishment rebranded is trying to come in, as Bush said a few months ago, George W., I'm going to take the Republican Party back over. Well, when he says I am, he means the whole neocon system.
Absolutely. I mean, I think we have to have some contingency plans built in, whether it's the Libertarian Party, a new reform party here in America, a new third party, just in case the corrupt rhino establishment re-seizes control over the Republican Party and continues its capture of the Trump administration. But there are good people in the Trump administration all the way out. I mean, the people at the top level, mid-level, low level, there's all kinds of good populist reformers that want to do good. That's throughout the health department, throughout the agriculture department, throughout many of the state department, Defense Department, Treasury
Department.
Yeah,
this is beyond key. We're not, the Trump admin is not just Trump or Pam Bondi and them steering us wrong. So much already was put in place by Elon and others that is good that it's night and day compared to the Democrats. So we call them out, we expose the bad guys, we call for the full release, but the left's spinning it like, oh, we better just throw our hands up and not vote and run away so they can get in and they're even 10 times worse. No, we salvage and reorganize now and let Trump know this, but I he's so pigheaded, I don't see him turning back, Barnes.
Yeah, I know. All we can do is warn him. We can say they're trying to push you off a cliff. Please don't let them push you off a cliff. If he decides to let them push him off the cliff, there's not much else we can do. But we can put in contingency planning in place. Like, for example, the Republican Party's got to dump Husted. Dump Husted in Ohio. The guy who was neck deep, took $100,000 plus from Les Wexner, tried to cover up the Epstein files. Democrats are killing him with their campaign ads. You know, Epstein class, Epstein defender. You got to dump that guy. He was always a loser anyway. You know, put somebody else in there. Probably replace Vivek as gubernatorial nominee. He's running around talking about data centers and all this other stuff that has no interest in amongst blue-collar Ohioans. So Vance needs to put some of his aligned people running in those gubernatorial and senatorial races. Otherwise, we're going to lose both of those seats unnecessarily, in my opinion. Right now, they're going to lose the Senate seats in Maine, Ohio, Iowa, North Carolina, and they're not going to gain, and Alaska. They're behind in Alaska as we speak. I mean, we've warned about this forever. Either they heed the warnings. If they don't, well, the Republican Party, the populist brand, should be the working class over the Epstein class, not the Democratic Party that has been neck deep with Epstein for forever and embedded within the Epstein class domestically and internationally and globally. But that's what's happening right now. So if Trump doesn't reverse, then we look at people who can reverse and can make policy improvements and changes within the administration, but also within Congress and with other places. And we look at contingency plans along the way. The populism, as you point out, is here to stay. The great thing, the white pill of the Epstein files, is now the world's getting to recognize that what you've been preaching for a quarter century is there in black and white. You now see exactly who these globalist elites are, how dangerous they are, how dark they are, how anti-human they are. That is a red pill of awakening to the world. And that is something we can celebrate and utilize to continue to push the populist reform movement forward against these globalist sick elites.
Let's talk about that, because, again, we're not putting all our eggs on Trump. If you look at the big picture, humanity's really winning big time. Very exciting things are happening. So don't get too down, folks. I'm telling myself that, too. We'll come back and talk about it.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you've got
Robert, let me ask you this question. You've been a Trump lawyer, you know the players, you're extremely informed. And we now know it's come out in the news that the White House is literally firing people like the antitrust lawyer just because they reportedly talked to you. So the bad guys in there are running scared. Trump has done so many great things with others that he's clearly being deceived by Wiles and by Blanche and by Bondi. We're not just giving him a pass. We know that for past operations. But when you say he's got just 6 months or so to pull out of this, how would you recommend he do that? What can the public do to put pressure on him? I mean, the Democrats are all over the files. It's completely devastating. We already knew that who the players were. So how he's been convinced to do this is just mind-blowing. But then I want to shift gears into what you were getting into before the break. that regardless, people do need to be overall positive because globalism, the New World Order, they admit it's discredited, it's falling apart, populism is rising. We need to spend more time on that and talk about the Munich conference and what the globalists admitted there. All the main unelected EU leaders, the leaders of the EU nations, they said, everybody hates us, we're done, globalism's dead. I can play the clips. Rubio told them, yeah, your system's dead. Well, then, okay, but then what do we build on top of that, Robert Barnes?
Yeah, he can still reverse course. I mean, and nobody's going to hold it against him if he comes out and says, you know what, I've seen these files, I'm shocked and horrified by what I saw. I demand full investigations. I demand full prosecutions. I demand full transparency. I'm going to put Tom Fitton in charge of the transparency part, disclosing everything, and I'm going to put some prosecutor that he has confidence in that will actually have accountability in charge of actually getting results in investigations and indictments. That, you know, Les Wexner belongs in prison. I mean, that's putting it kindly. I think the way you put it is even more apt, which is just pass go straight to the wood chipper for a lot of these people. They committed some of the most horrific crimes known to humankind. And so just come out and do so. No, nobody's going to really hold it against them. Everybody will celebrate it. Say, hey, awesome. Let's have accountability. Trump should be the guy running against the Epstein class because he spent his whole political career running against the Epstein class. So it is time and it's overdue for him to deliver on a promise he himself has made to the American people and to himself. And all he's got to do is, and what he probably needs to do with that, jettison Swampy Susie, jettison Paper Play Pam Bondi, jettison Todd Blanche Dubois, you don't want to, you be known as the Dow is the 50,000 guy. You don't want to be known as the, it's not a crime to party with Epstein guy. Those are the most famous quotes ever from Pam Bondi and Todd Blanche. These are, don't bleed out on the table. Stem the bleeding now. And then reverse course. Put people back in charge of the Epstein files that will actually get full transparency. But bring Mike Benz in. Bring Mike Benz in. Let Mike Benz help go through the Epstein files and provide context and meaning to people with a real report, a real task force kind of report that looks at the Treasury files, that looks at the State Department files, that looks at the CIA files. Now, he's got saboteurs in all three of those places. Soros Scotty at Treasury has been delaying any disclosure of the Epstein files that are in the Treasury Department's possession. At the same time, Narco Marco Rubio has been withholding information about what the State Department knows, and there's suggestions he may be in the Epstein files, and his name has been improperly redacted from them. Then, on top of that, you got CIA Director Ratcliffe that has been lying to the president about what's happening in Ukraine, lying to the president about what's happening in Russia, lying to the president about what's happening in Gaza, lying to the president about what's happening in Iran, lying to the president about what was in the Epstein files. So this is a guy that frankly should be just jettisoned and fired and put Tulsi Gabbard in real charge, in real control. Put her allies in charge at the CIA. Not just remove Ratcliffe altogether. He has proven to be a rat. He has proven his name worthy. God gave us all a sign when he chose to name him Ratcliffe. So that's how Trump can still completely reverse course. It's like we're here in 1973, Alex, and we're sitting there talking to Richard Nixon and say, hey, Watergate was a deep state plot. Watergate was an effort, John Dean, to cover up for the corruption, the fact that his wife was a hoe on the Democratic Party payroll. That's why it's all deep state hacks that are doing the robbery. Some of the most famous, infamous Frank Sturgis and the rest going all the way back to the late 1940s. President Nixon, you don't got to go down with this ship. You don't got to cover this up. You don't have to be responsible for a deep state crime simply because you tried to replace J. Edgar Hoover from the FBI after he died with somebody that would actually not be one of his proteges like Mark Felt, who became Deep Throat. That's where the Trump is right now. This is 1973 Nixon, but it's to today for Trump. Reverse course now. You don't have to go down with a ship. You don't have to destroy your legacy. You don't have to destroy your reputation. You don't have to destroy everything that you built for the last decade plus. You don't have to make it moot that you survived an assassination attempt, survived a bankrupting attempt, survived four indictments, and survived two impeachments. You can be the guy that restored the republic and be the transformative presidency the American people voted you for with radical reform, using the Epstein files to attain it and achieve it. He now knows who's reliable, who's not, who's corrupt and who's not, who has integrity and who doesn't. He now knows, beyond any shadow of a doubt, Cash Patel is unreliable. That's why people call him counterfeit cash. The same with Paper Play Pam. He knows she's unreliable. He now knows Todd Blanche Dubois is unreliable. So if he's going to be serious about reform and remedy and protecting his own legacy, protecting his own family, protecting his own friends in a real meaningful way, not the Epstein class who his friends and family historically have not been a part of and have been long opposed by, then that's the way to do so. And if he's smart, that's, you know, the worm has turned and he's carrying an Uzi and he can have real success and he can be the president the American people want him to be. Still plenty of time, Mr. President. You just got to act fast.
Now, I knew that he was picked up by Bill Barr's dad at the women's school. Bill Barr's dad was high-level OSS and CIA. We knew Bill Barr was CIA, ran Iran-Contra, then Attorney General twice. And we also then know that by the early 1990s, he worked for David Rockefeller. But I didn't realize until I saw him brag in the Steve Bannon interview, Epstein, that he was picked by Rockefeller to be his factotum or his stand-in, his aide-de-camp, and that's why he became so powerful. So he wasn't just a super gopher. He was the factotum or the stand-in for David Rockefeller. And after Rockefeller died, basically, you know, he got even more power. People who don't know, David Rockefeller founded the modern UN, the Trilateral Commission, all of it, which is the whole globalist system unifying governments and corporations for their plan. And we already knew it from its actions, but Rockefeller even wrote books bragging how he did it. So now it comes clear into view, and Mike Benz dug up all the public stuff where in 1991, Herbert Walker Bush runs the Somali operation as a money laundering operation, sets up Evergreen Transportation, or moves it from Florida, where Oliver North had run it, the CIA Air Force, moves it to Ohio, uses a Somali relocation as the cover. This has all come out. Mike Benz has revealed it. And there was Epstein again there with Les Wexner. So this is huge. It's CIA, Mossad, MI6. It's all out there. And then you look at all of the stuff that's in here. It is just mind-blowing. I would describe Epstein as like an air traffic controller with all the different globalist operations. And he was one of the main air traffic controllers who did it for David Rockefeller, you know, who'd gotten older and older. I mean, that's confirmed. Epstein wasn't boasting there. I didn't realize. I thought he was like a super gopher, but he was a super gopher. But when you're there long enough and then all your bosses die, you become really a kingpin.
Well, exactly. I mean, what he is the ultimate middleman of the great, you know, sort of gray space, deep state operator. And that's why people are like, how could he go so sick and depraved? It's because the more sick and depraved he was, the more in demand he was, the more essential and necessary he was to these corrupt oligarchic elites. That the more that, okay, if I want something that nobody would provide, like, say, a baby, if I want to assault an 8-year-old, if I want to engage in cannibalism, if I want to drink people's blood, literally, if I want to engage in human sacrifice, who do I go to? Epstein was your boy. Epstein would provide literally anything you needed because he was sort of the devil's purveyor, to the globalist elite. And then through it, captured control. And the two big families he was deeply embedded with were the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. You can go watch, you know, our mutual friend James Corbett's report, How Big Oil Conquered the World, and how the Rockefellers, I mean, a lot of our pharmaceutical system is due to them, a lot of our monopoly economics is due to them, a lot of the Trilateral Commission and the Foreign Empire Building is due to them, the Council on Foreign Relations due to them. So a lot of the problems in our entire medical educational system is due largely to the Rockefellers. That's how corrupt they were. They were the inspiration not only for eugenics, but for the Nazis. They were constantly cited by Hitler. Hitler himself was the Rockefeller's foundation's work in Germany in particular, but also the United States. And then, of course, who does Bill Gates and his father openly say they were the successors to the Rockefeller regime, to the Rockefeller approach? That's why it's not a surprise. Epstein is neck deep with Bill Gates anywhere and everywhere. So this guy is a key that unlocks the corruption of the globalist elites. And the scale and scope and severity of that corruption. That's why it's always been getting these, and credit to Congressman Massey for getting this out. Because imagine if this had never been disclosed, never been revealed, never been understood. The scale and scope and severity of this illegality and criminality and just pure unadulterated evil. You see a glimpse into their souls and their souls are dark and empty. This would not be out there. This would not be known to the broad American and global public, but for the noble, worthy efforts of Congressman Massey and Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who took a lot of heat from the president, unfortunately, because he got snookered and suckered into it. I mean, even though the, as we said, you go through the reports, you find all this exonerating information to President Trump.
We find out he was the guy that first dropped the dime, and we have Michael Wolff, who's in there more than almost anybody, talking to Epstein about how do we get Trump. Well, he was never with girls, he never got massages, he's the guy that dropped the dime on me, over and over again, and it doesn't matter. That's the Greek tragedy of this. Then there's Trump doing this. So I want to hit a bunch of other areas here in the time we have, but you're absolutely on target, never more so. Look at this Bitcoin information, overhead shot. So you've got him 2015 talking to all these top Bitcoin scientists, engineers, and he's talking about how the Bitcoin Foundation has fallen apart, which you can look up in history it did, and how they were going to take it over, which they, to a great extent, did take control of, so they could control the inside engineering, and then they could basically create phantom Bitcoin to manipulate the market and control it. And folks, I'm not saying get out of Bitcoin, but the bottom line is intelligence agencies are all over it. It was created by Western Intelligence, I believe. They always create a tax-free foundation for it. It later fails. And then the big guys come in and grab it. Look at OpenAI and Sam Altman. You know, oh, it's a foundation, you know, nonprofit. Then, oh, it fails. And, oh, now they take it over. Same thing with Google and InQtel and all of it. So then he swoops in. CIA creates it. Israel basically comes in, takes it over. So we've got all these top investors saying, hey, you know, when you find out who owns Bitcoin, you won't be happy anymore. What do you make of this? Because it's not just Epstein boasting, and I'm not saying they have full control, in fact, here's Dan Pena. We'll pull a clip up of him here in a minute. If you knew who was really buying Bitcoin, you would run as fast as you effing could. Well, let's be cold-blooded. I don't own defense stocks. I don't own any stocks because I don't want to get in the middle of it. But the fact that the globalists are in Bitcoin and pump it up and dump it and pump it up and dump it, it's like their cash machine. I see it long-term is probably one of the safest things because the devil runs it. Now, down the road, they'll probably try to take it away from people and just run it themselves. And I'm not telling people get into Bitcoin. But I mean, you just heard my breakdown. What do you think, Barnes?
So, you know who's been outing this now for several years, and because of it, got subject to the federal government under the Biden administration, tried to put him in prison for life. This is Bitcoin Jesus. Roger Ver outed this several years ago. Roger Ver said the intelligence agencies have co-opted Bitcoin, and they're trying to take control of it, sabotage it from its freedom capacity, from its liberating capacity, from its empowering capacity, into a control mechanism. And the and you have a lot of these tech bros that have surrounded the president, many belatedly, many were opposed to him throughout 2024, that want to push a central bank digital currency. This is what Marjorie Taylor Greene has been warning about. And is it a surprise that Epstein is the guy who introduces Palantir to Israel, but then Israel uses it to try to bring it back to the United States as a surveillance state operation? So it's all, you know, what Epstein is a glimpse into all these little different areas of sub-corruption. The efforts to try to harass and change Bitcoin has such great liberating potential. That's why Roger Ver was such a patron of it, such a supporter of it. That's why he's called Bitcoin Jesus, is because he was such an initial promoter of it. And he's a sincere, authentic guy. And for that, they try to dummy up bogus criminal charges against him, that were complete garbage. Now, my understanding is those charges are ultimately going to get dismissed. Hopefully they do. But why would that ever happen in the first place? It's because Epstein was trying to corrupt everything he touches. It's the reverse Midas touch. It's literally the devil in the Garden of Eden. That's who Jeffrey Epstein is and was and represents and manifests. And the only way you deal with that is you expose it to the world, number one, so that the world gets a crash course and a master class and a true red pill about how the Matrix operates. But at the same time, you do then use it to go after these corrupt rogue actors, to get out of these corrupt rogue institutions, to change institutionally our policies, to put these people in prison where they belong, to take them out of positions of power like needs to happen. I mean, some people on the Democratic side realize this. They're happy to see their corrupt Epstein class within the Democratic elite get their heads taken off. Republicans should have the same approach. Any Republican that's in there, Howard Lutnick or otherwise, needs to be out. Needs to, at minimum, be purged from respectable opinion. That's for gosh darn sure. That when they're neck deep in this, when they're lying about what they're involved with and all the rest. And so it shows how it can be used. The president still has the opportunity, still has the window of opportunity to be able to use the Epstein files to champion the interest of the American people against the Epstein class, and further expose the Epstein class, prosecute and punish the Epstein class, and ostracize and isolate the Epstein class, and get away from any policies that have been infiltrated or influenced by the Epstein class, whether that's foreign war or domestic economics. Doe should be looking into the Pentagon. Doe should be looking into the CIA. Doe should be looking into Fort Knox. Doe should be looking into the Federal Reserve. But how Trump is not helping himself by promoting somebody for the Federal Reserve based on how the guy looks, who is actually himself connected to the Epstein files, whose father-in-law is connected to the Epstein files. The, you know, Estee Lauder regime, that's whose father-in-law is. I get he's a big donor. So what? These people have gotten paid.
Well, don't forget John Lou Brunel over there running operations just as big, you know, and with Epstein dead. It goes on and on. So Barnes, I've got Kyle Serafin coming on, who literally is one of the only people I know that is as accurate as you. I'm not kissing your asses. It's just, I don't even know if listeners get the accuracy you're getting here, because that's why I get so upset with everybody else. When I make a mistake, which is rare on a big thing, I admit it. I came out Sunday and I said, the White House said they released it all. They complied with the full law. They redacted everything and put out the list. It was nighttime. Everybody was saying it. I said, wow, this is great. I'd heard the White House was going to redact. She'd said that to Congress. And then I woke up in the morning and I was totally set up. But the point is, I came right back and said I was wrong and I was set up. Very rare. But that was a betrayal. The people I talked to that were at the White House, they were led to believe this, just like Bondi's done before. Well, she did it a few times. We could say she was an idiot. Is she an idiot and just handed this and told to say it? Is she a real villain, or who are the real villains?
Oh, Paper Play Pam is a real villain. Todd Blanche is a real villain. I believe that they have secretly cut a deal to not only cover for the deep state. The quid pro quo is, hey, deep state, we won't prosecute you. We'll cover up the Epstein files. We'll snooker Trump into being complicit in the cover-up of those files that would have otherwise exonerated him and incriminated his enemies. And in exchange, you don't say anything about us turning the entire Justice Department into a massive cash register for our lobbyist pals and allies, people like Mike Davis, people like Will Chamberlain, people like Arthur Schwartz.
Kyle Serafin in February and March of last year literally predicted all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. I call Kyle the Grim Reaper of corrupt FBI agents. Because of how many people he's been able to successfully expose.
Yeah, somebody should take that meme where it shows the Grim Reaper going door to door and put Kyle Serafin's face on it. And then,
yeah, absolutely.
Somebody
he's
make
going
that.
One by one by one. He was the one who outed that what we believed was true. He's the one who confirmed it was true. The person running the FOIA at the FBI is one of rogue Christopher Wray's people. Why is that person in charge of the Epstein files? Of course they're going to sabotage it.
And now, they've been firing good agents and bringing ones that ran Russiagate back.
Well, now we know why none of these whistleblowers were brought back. Because Cash Patel, in order for this scam to work, they needed no honest people there. When they removed Gail Slater last week, that was the last honest one. Harmy Dillon is now playing ball. That's why she's not pursuing your good civil rights case. You documented in the suit.
I was told by multiple sources that the DOJ flipped out and they got rid of her when they learned that you met with her. Is that true?
Well, that's what their official excuse is. I'll tell you what the backstory is. So Gail Slater is the real deal antitrust. Comes from she worked for Senator Vance, then went in. What was happening was the various illicit mergers, bad monopolies that are taking place in big tech, big pharma, big ag, you name it. She was wanting to prosecute. So she brought in a bunch of people with her, including a well-respected tenured professor for 30 years. Then what happened is Pay for Play Pam, they would hire Mike Davis or Arthur Schwartz, pay him millions of dollars. They would go to Pay for Play Pam and say, dismiss this case, approve this merger, dismiss this antitrust case. And what was happening is Gail Slater and the people within that, it's now publicly reported, said, oh, no, this is a violation of the law. This is against what the president wants. This is against what the vice president wants. This is against what we campaigned on. We're not going to be corporate whores in the Justice Department. We're not going to turn into a cash register. They were so, Pam Bondi was so enraged, she fired everybody that was underneath Gail Slater. Because Gail Slater had the protection of the vice president for so long, she was unable to remove her, but she was aiming to, leaking false information against her, leaking smears against her. They've been libeling me repeatedly because I came to her public defense. And my source wasn't her. My source was Mike Davis himself, because he's running around bragging about this corrupting effect in order to get corporations to pay him millions of dollars.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I was told, is that you didn't and that you said that. So can you do 5 more minutes? I'm going to finish up.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good. Maybe you can come a little bit longer with Serafin. This is really making me sick. And by the way, folks, the reason we know how Trump operates is we have the inside baseball. We don't just say he's in the dark to make it like, okay, we're not attacking him. Trump ripped these people in to do all this, said he was going to bust up trust, and then it gets undermined because everything's so complex. And it's over and over again. Barnes, how do people find your show?
Oh, you can go to vivabarneslaw.locals.com. That's where we put up all the content. Got a trilogy of hush-hushes on the Epsteins, including Ghislaine Maxwell and Robert Maxwell. If you understood their connections, you could understand the whole deal. But as an example of a good case that she should be pursuing, Harmony Dillon, the Civil Rights Division, that Ed Martin tried to get them to pursue, that Todd Blanche shut down, fired Ed Martin, and Ed Martin got kind of reinstated, but it's not clear what power he really has. But Harmony Dillon is running cover now for the corruption of Blanche and Bondi. And while she's not pursuing these important cases, your case lays out how the state court systems of Connecticut and Texas deliberately violated your federally protected civil rights.
By the way, speaking of the
rights.
Devil, you were on the case. You predicted it all. I just didn't want to make myself about this, but this is a famous, I mean, very important civil rights case. So I want you to speak to that. You read my mind, though I didn't tell you this was coming up. We're simpatico, so stay there. Listen, I can't do this without you, folks. I need your support. We have the biggest sale so far of the year, ends tomorrow night at midnight Central Time. 55% off. Mega sale store-wide. I didn't realize this. I was plugging the last sale that I thought ended today on the two triple packs where you could get Irish sea moss, Shilajit, and bovine colostrum, where you could get the ultramethylene blue and two other great products together and 50% off. No, I'm sorry. I screwed the pooch on this because I didn't actually read the promo they sent me this morning. 52% off site-wide. So this is the biggest sale of the year now. That's not just on the bundles. That's 52% off site-wide. Your support is what keeps us on the air. When your support, this broadcast, it really changes the world. So take action now. I had no idea we have a 52% store-wide sale, and so I apologize. I got that wrong. I was still reading. This morning they called me and they said, no. The 52% off goes until tomorrow now. And they were talking, and I was busy, and they told me something. I heard them say site-wide, and I just got busy. So I just pulled up the old plug and said, well, it was going to end today, but now it goes to tomorrow. No. The old sale ended early because the new sale runs for 48 hours. So there you go. If you haven't had ultramethylene blue, if you haven't had Irish sea moss, if you haven't had the amazing bovine colostrum, if you haven't experienced it, you need to get it. Methylene, ultramethylene red is proprietary to us. Very, very special. It's all available right now at thealexshowstore.com, and it's not owned by me. So if the bad guys are able to shut down InfoWars, that is imminent. I know we've survived a lot, so people don't take it serious. You will if they're successful. I'm going to keep fighting, though. I mean, they're trying, like, March 7th. It's all going down. And you got the Onion owner, Bloomberg operative, openly saying he's about to get it in interviews. So they're making their move. TheAlexShowStore.com. That funds the Alex Jones Network, keeps InfoWars on the air. But regardless, take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. 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 50% off till tomorrow night.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at theallocshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Robert Barnes worked some on my case, saw it was all rigged. Basically told me they were going to default me no matter what we did. He was right. They lied and said I didn't provide stuff. That's all been proven. But now we filed a major lawsuit within our bankruptcy that is going to be going to another federal court that my lawyers are really great guys, very smart, spent a year and a half developing the proof, deposing the people involved in another lawsuit we're involved in. And then this is the Democrats, the DOJ, literally murdering justice. Barnes, you've read the suit. You've lived it. You've seen it. What do you make of it?
It is. I mean, frankly, the Justice Department should take up the suit. Harmony Dillon should take up the suit. If she's going to be serious to the Civil Rights Division, she wants those of us out there who believed in her to continue to believe in her, then she should be taking up cases like yours. They refused to take up the Tina Peters case, refused to take up the Kurt Benchoff case, haven't done anything on the Amos Miller or Dexter Taylor cases, have done very little in the January 6th cases on the civil rights side. Take up at least this case. Because the civil rights laws were written in the late 1860s, early 1870s, after the Civil War, with one primary focus, rogue state courts. This is about rogue state courts violating your First Amendment right of speech, your First Amendment right of petitioning the government for redress of grievance, which includes the right to go to courts to get relief and remedy that law requires under those provisions, your First Amendment right of press, your First Amendment right of association, but not just that, your Fifth Amendment right to due process of law, your Fifth Amendment right against taking of your property without just compensation, but also your Eighth Amendment right against disproportionate and punitive excessive fines, and last but not least, the 14th Amendment right to due process of law, to your property and liberty being protected within the due process that their own rules they violated.
They argued in March of 2024, when they tried to shut us down then, in federal court, that the 13th Amendment does not apply to Alex Jones. They say it's about taking me off the air. They say it's about stripping me of my civil rights.
Absolutely. It was about using the state court systems to punish and silence you. Punish you for your speech and then silence you in the future for your speech. And in order to do so, to take away all of the rights protected under each of the constitutional provisions. I mean, they were literally trying to own your name, trying to own your identity. And the way they went about doing so was denying your rights to bring motions to dismiss in Connecticut, denying your rights to bring motions for summary judgment in either jurisdiction, denying you a right to trial by jury on the merits of the case, prohibiting you from even defending yourself in public in those court cases, issuing absurd jury instructions, and allowing a case to proceed on the wrong evidentiary standard. They should have shown clear and convincing evidence. They should have shown that they were individually named as constitutionally required. The constitutional requirement of colloquium, which is in the New York Times versus Sullivan case back to the 1960s. What does that mean? You have to identify a person by name with specificity or by image directly. That didn't happen for a bunch of people that sued, almost everyone that got absurd amounts of money, ridiculous verdicts that make no sense, that have no proportionality to actual harm, to prove it.
Let's show the number
harm
from the suit. With Edwards, it's even bigger than this, but it's now over $1.5 billion.
It's insane. It is literally the most egregious abuse of state judicial process in American legal history. That is how egregious this case was.
And remember when Todd Blanche, 4 months ago, killed Ed Martin's investigation of this, he said, Alex Jones is fringe and doesn't deserve to be defended. He literally said, he's scum, throw him to the wolves, get rid of the Bill of Rights.
Great. I mean, and it's the same Todd Blanche that's been lying to the president about the Epstein files. The same Todd Blanche that helped fire Gail Slater from the antitrust division, the last populist lawyer left in the Justice Department. The same Todd Blanche who comes from a long Democratic history connected to the sovereign district of New York, the most corrupt district, the one that covered up the Epstein case to begin with, the one that covered up the Ghislaine Maxwell case to begin with, the one that covered up the P. Diddy case and let her walk to begin with, all connected to James Comey and Comey's daughter. So what your case documents and demonstrates is some of the most egregious violation of constitutionally protected liberties. And if we allow such a precedent to stand, it endangers everyone's liberties because they can weaponize the state legal court process to not only strip you of your right of speech and your right of association, your right to petition for redress of grievances and your a right of press, but they can strip you of your identity. They can own your identity.
Well, they also, in our suit, they, in Connecticut, the judge signed her powers over the plaintiffs.
Oh, completely. This is a judge in Texas that literally set up four cameras so they could make a documentary film. She turned her courtroom into a movie set, and it turned out to be a horror film. So this case is a legit case, a credible case, a good case. Harmy Dillon, take it up. Support civil rights in America. Back Alex Jones.
Thank you, sir.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexshowstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexshowstore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, 30 plus years ago, I believed in America and humanity, and I was studying the globalists and their plans. I'd already seen them do a lot of damage, and I said, I believe in humanity. I believe that if I get on the air and I make films and I speak out, I'll be able to contribute towards spurring other men and women greater than I to stand up and defeat the New World Order. And certainly, we've seen that happen to a great extent, and all of that is God's will, and all glory goes to God. And I want to thank listeners and viewers for the incredible job you've done over the years supporting us. Without you, we would not be here. We need funds to run this operation against the deep state. We make it easy. The products are absolutely amazing. Bigly, our great sponsor, expanded their sale, before we go to our guest, from two bundles of our best-selling products being 52% off when you got three of the products together to buy one of the products. Site-wide, 52% off. That's site-wide. That's everything. The Patriot Apparel, everything else. That's a huge sale, by far the biggest of 2026 so far. It ends tomorrow night at midnight, 52% off site-wide, mega sale. Ends Tuesday night at midnight, Central Time. Your support is what keeps us on the air. This is the final week to enter to win. This only happens every few months. Both the GT500 Mustang Shelby and the Ford F-250 diesel and $20,000 cash. So anytime you buy anything, you get put in once to win the monthly raffle. Well, there's a crossover every few months where you can get both vehicles. You can get entered to win both, and it's 50X, 50 times entered this week until Friday. So this is the time to be part of it at thealexjonesstore.com, our great sponsor. Every dollar spent, excuse me, I didn't read the bottom of this. I've never seen them go above 50X. Excuse me. Wow, I've got to just talk about this later. 100X. The entries to win both. Wow, that's next level. But regardless, what's really next level is getting the Irish sea moss that showed you the bovine colostrum, the ultramethylene blue, and our proprietary ultramethylene red. Thank you all for your support. All those that have supported us in the past, we've changed the world together. I want to encourage all those that have been on the fence. What are you waiting for? Our information is super accurate and hardcore, and our products are just as good. I'd only sell you something that works and is great and is good for you, so you want to get it again and again and again. And when I get something wrong and I make a mistake, which happens here and there, I come and I tell you, make a big part of it on the show. I don't do some little correction where it's, you know, like newspaper lies about you on the front page and in the back and corrections a month later, some little tiny one-liner. Nope. When I make a mistake, start the show with it and spend 30 minutes on it. Hell, I spent an hour on it today. And that was me buying on Valentine's Day evening, when I learned about it at 8 o'clock at night, that they just released all the files and complied with Congress and released the Epstein client list. And I went and saw the news, all these new files, and I went, wow, incredible. I'd heard they were going to unredact stuff. This goes further. This is wonderful. And boy, did I get suckered. And so now in the last 2 hours, I've spent probably an hour on that. Because when I make a mistake, you're going to hear about it. But it really wasn't a mistake. It's like your neighbor invites you over for dinner. When you walk in the front door, they shoot you with a 12-gauge shotgun. Because it's not a mistake. It's being set up. And so I am not even angry at the Trump administration at this point. I am nauseous. And it's a feeling beyond anger where, like, remember when you're a little kid and, like, the big bully that was 4 or 5 years older and weighed, like, 200 pounds was on top of you and you weigh 100 pounds, you couldn't breathe. You just wanted to get the bully off of you. Have you ever had that feeling? That's what it feels like. And, you know, I know the Democrats are evil. I know they're really bad. I want to do something about them. And I know Trump's way better in many ways. I'm just getting out of the carbon taxes alone. The Paris Accord, according to the analysis of Lord Monckton and others, will save 2 billion lives. But I can't be a lesser of two evils guy, because once you start doing that, well, compromise on this and this and this, and pretty soon you're sitting right in the lap of the devil. So in this hour with Kyle Serafin, the top FBI whistleblower, really smart individual, batting 1,000 on his predictions, I want to go over the latest stuff in the files. And yeah, we got buying babies and women tortured to death buried, and we've got Noam Chomsky fantasizing, quote, about the island and trying to, you know, get back to the island, and Zorro Ranch Trust owned by Epstein 1 year won the lottery for $80 million. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. All these top Democrats, all these top Obama people involved, all this insanity, that right in the middle of it, Bondi did this in March, where they come out with the binders. And, oh, look, this is the whole Epstein file. We were the first to report. We've seen all this. This is all old. And then the listeners are like, you're a traitor. It's new. Trump wouldn't betray us. And then days later, oh, they lied. New York has it. I'm going to get it. Kyle Serafin and another FBI whistleblower broke that news on the show. Then a few weeks later, Serafin broke. We'll play the clip in a moment. That 14.6 terabytes was being sent out to some of the FBI. That looked like she was telling the truth. We were hopeful. He said, I'm not hopeful. I don't think so. The next week came back on and said, nope, they're going to deep six it. You can see all the evidence. Boy, he was right. They got mad at him. Oh, they got mad at us. And now it's on Channel 4 in the UK, and it's on CNN in the US, and even Fox News. Oh, yeah, there's 14 plus terabytes. Only 2% has been released. And there's another 2% that they're saying they might release, but the other 96% they're saying they're going to sit on. So what is all this about? So let's play first. Kyle Serafin, this is up on X back from March 25th. So he was on the show at 1 o'clock. We had it up by 3:29 p.m. Central, or wherever they timestamp it. And he lays it all out there, and you can go watch the whole interview. It's like he was a time traveler or something. And then let's dovetail it with a short clip of the, they'll probably want to pull surprise at Channel 4. It's got 10, you know, million views here, 20 million there. Oh my God. They've got the documents breaking. It's in the Epstein file they just released. There's 14.6 terabytes. Well, yeah, Kyle Serafin showed me the text messages from DC and other places where they were confirming it. And again, my whole point is that this is tomorrow's news today. That's who we have on, people that are right. And so still, the boldness of writing a letter to Congress saying we fully complied, everything's released, and then flooding a bunch of new documents to make it look like that. All the channels saying, yes, this is it, Fox saying it, and it's 8 o'clock at night, I'm about to go do a podcast in Miami. I go, thank God, wow, things have changed. I mean, I want to believe. And it's rare that I get schnookered. But it's not about that. People are still reporting today, you know, that oh no, they released it all. Who in their right mind, because Bonnie's done this at least three times now, would do something like this? Because yeah, it works up front to use whatever credibility they have left to say, no, this is it, this is everything we promise. And then you learn hours later they're lying. Like the recklessness of this, the disregard, the arrogance. You couldn't even say incompetence at this point. So here's Kyle Serafin almost a year ago, and then here's Channel 4 breaking it this weekend. Here it is.
You hear stuff from the Trump administration right now. There's two things that are happening. We're seeing actions. We're seeing executive orders where people are making, you know, statements. They're going out. He's signing the document and saying this is what's going to happen next. But then you've also got this other piece where you go, yeah, but is it really going on? We were told we were going to get the Epstein binders day one. We were going to all see all the information and it didn't come out. So we're kind of in this like now we need verification. I just listen to what people say and then I go and see if folks can actually validate that. I've got friends that are working at headquarters. I got a couple of them at this point. They're friends of mine. It turns out when you become an FBI whistleblower, less and less people talk to you. They just don't want to get involved. But a few of them that are not scared, that are courageous and said they'd be happy to like both lose their job and shut this agency down if it had to be done. They've gone out and proactively told me, he's like, look, we've broken servers. We've had so many people accessing them to do this work. We've been working through the
weekend. You just showed me this.
Yeah, no, I'm literally showing you the people that we're talking about here. They've reached out to me and said, yeah, we have all hands on deck. I meant to go do something because he was going to go meet one of my friends, wasn't able to do so. And he's like, look, dude, I got stuff going on. I can't because we have all hands on deck meetings talking about Epstein files. We are doing the redactions. We are doing the things that were said. And then completely independent of that, I got another buddy who's much further to the west of Washington, D.C., and I'll just leave it nebulously at that, who reached out and said, I was looking for a printer. I was on my network, and they must be so actively trying to steel box this up, because when you start having too many people touch the exact same files on government computers, we had a joke, Alex. When you were working on FBI computer systems, we would always say that the motto of FBI IT is yesterday's technology tomorrow. They're just crap. They're just the worst computers you could ever have. And so apparently they crashed them all. And my guess is they started moving to more and more stable servers and accidentally opened up the permissions to people, including another buddy who had nothing to do with it. And he was like, oh yeah, I just saw there were like 14 terabytes of Epstein files.
And you were showing me, they're saying more victims than Bondi even said. I mean, this is like just massive.
Yeah, I think the information will continue to roll out as they can. But at the end of the day,
they're shocked by how when you say terabytes, they're saying it's massive.
Yeah, like 14 terabytes is like that's
so it's not a couple hundred pages like they gave Bondi.
Correct. No, that was always going to be nonsense.
So it appears from this information that you actually showed me the information on your phone, this is real. There, it's very aggressive, like she says.
I think there's no reason not that to think that. I mean, look, it's one guy sitting in headquarters and one guy sitting outside in the field. That's two sources. Is that enough for me to say, yes, there's a massive operation? Probably not. But I would say it leans that way. It makes me believe that the things that we're seeing.
Well, I mean, it means they got files like she said.
They have things to work with.
And they're going over it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
How many terabytes?
I don't know, 14, 15, something like that.
I mean, that's a lot.
That's a lot of files.
A Channel 4 News investigation today reveals that all those pictures, emails, videos and messages released by the Department of Justice, said to be over 3 million pages, may amount to just a fraction of the Epstein material obtained by investigators.
Why do we think that? Because these raids on Epstein's properties, his Florida mansion in 2005, and his fancy New York townhouse and sprawling luxury island in 2019 saw dozens of devices, computers, hard drives, and servers bagged and tagged and brought to FBI offices for examination. Now, emails examined by Channel 4 News show investigators discussing those very devices. From the earliest stages, investigators were talking about Epstein's data, totaling many, many times what has so far been released. In June 2020, one wrote, we expect the data to be somewhere around 20 to 40 terabytes, noting that the total capacity of the devices was up to 50 terabytes. Then as recently as last year, long after the investigations into Epstein and his associates had ended, the figures quoted remained massive. We're looking at a total of approximately 14.6 terabytes of archived data, said another email. To put that in context, it is almost 15,000 gigabytes. But now, a year on from that, the total data released, claimed to be some 300 gigabytes, accounts for just 2% of the total Epstein data that officials were discussing just last year. Under the Epstein Act, DOJ attorneys had to look through all files to find any responsive material that related to Epstein, his networks and crimes. They claimed that 6 million pages had been identified, including duplicates. They released over 3 million. Both those numbers are tiny compared to the amount collected, according to today's emails.
All right, that's a long intro, but I wanted to set the table here. Kyle, let's just address this first. I'm going to try to shut up for the rest of the segment, 9-10 minutes, and I'll let you go wherever you want. But remember, you're an expert, so even I can't follow some of what you talk about, so you got to go slow for us. You know, a year from now, we'll understand how important it is. What do you make of Bondi, like I said earlier, trying this again, and but telling Congress in a letter, no, this is full comply, this is everything, and then filing some new stuff to confuse people, pure deception. I don't see incompetence there. That move's guaranteed to enrage the public. It already has. It set up everybody, including Fox News, me, that went with it. Because I couldn't believe they'd lie that bad. What the hell is this?
It's incrementalism. It's getting you to just get beaten up. I mean, it's a rope-a-dope, is it not? Everybody said, the files were on my desk. That was her first claim. There were hundreds of pages. Okay, well, it wasn't hundreds of pages. We know that there were at least minimum thousands, but probably millions of pages. That's just how long-term investigations that go on for decades are. So she said that first. Then she said there are tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of files, and they're being hidden at the Southern District of New York, which is illogical. Number one, SDNY reports to Pam Bondi. They're a subsection of DOJ, and they're one of the bigger ones, so they're clearly going to be one that has a lot of oversight, and they're clearly going to be handled aggressively by headquarters. They're a big standalone, like, soft seat for government prosecution, so you're going to have really good eyes into that. And at the end of the day, they work for Pam Bondi. And then she said, well, it's at the FBI office in New York. Well, if it's in the FBI office in New York, other than the physical actual documents that needed to be done as evidentiary, like they were actually saved as evidence and they were not scanned in, anything generated by the FBI is available to the director and anybody else that has high-level clearances on it, anybody that can access the restricted files, those are all available throughout the entire FBI. And then we had what I was hearing in March of last year. There was a massive operation to do transparency. For whatever reason, it was in the lead up to closing the Epstein case. If people remember, and I think that I did a whole podcast this morning talking about how the administration seems to treat us like we have memories like goldfish. They think that people completely forgot. Barnes brought up the fact that we were going to have Doge go out and cut a huge chunk of government. We were going to have an audit of Fort Knox. Apparently that's just gone away. We're not going to do that. Nobody's done a public audit of Fort Knox since 1974. So there's all these things. They hang them out there. They sound really good. We want transparency for Epstein. We want the information. The files are on my desk. All the clients. It's the worst thing you've ever seen. There's tens of thousands of videos. There's children being abused. You know, there's all these awful people. Alina Hava went out, right? Alina Hava went out and said that there's all these gross men and they're going to be held accountable. So we're all waiting for that. And they just keep getting people run down with setting expectations, not realizing them, and then giving us something weak in return. They go, oh, you caught us. Here's something else. Oh, you caught us. Here's some more. If you remember what was going on in March, the context of that redaction program, there's a woman whose name I keep bringing up to you. Her name is Shannon Perry. Sorry, Shannon Perry. She's at the top of my X feed right now again. And I keep pointing out she was the woman who was the assistant director in charge of the information management division that did the redaction. She's the top official. Like, she didn't physically do the redactions. She ran the program. And so there's emails that have been shared that showed that she was asking questions. What can we redact? What needs to be redacted? How are we going to handle this? How's it going to be released? That woman was an intel person and a linguist. She's not a law enforcement officer. She's not an FBI agent. She's a bureaucratic employee. She came in just after 9/11. She was promoted aggressively by Mueller and then by Jim Comey and then by Chris Wray. And she's been promoted by Kash Patel. If you want to know why you're not getting the things that are meant to be gotten, it's really straightforward. You have leftists and pro-government people sitting in the positions that have the ear of the director. They are giving them all the worst briefings. Remember, Dan Bongino apparently saw all the files. Do we think he saw 15 terabytes worth of data? Did he say, do you see 40 terabytes worth of data? How is he out there making conclusive statements just a couple months later after
Patel told Congress, he said, look, I've seen the files. Trust me, there's nothing there. Epstein didn't even have accomplices. Epstein wasn't even a human trafficker. Meanwhile, it's devil worship, blood drinking, cannibalism. And buying babies, selling babies. Oh, with the sex slaves being delivered to the Hyatt. Talking to all these hard people about the torture is amazing. I mean, you can't.
We talked about this a year ago. Alex, it's the same thing we talked about. Somebody briefs these people. They're not reading the files. If anybody believes that these guys have gone out there, pulled up Sentinel, which is the file record keeping system, and gone and looked at it, or walked it down into evidence and reviewed whatever's available on any of the independent servers for the electronic surveillance and the stuff that's been preserved there. There's no way. That's not what they do. Like, that's not what the job of the FBI director or the deputy is. So for them to come out and say, I've been briefed on this stuff. I made a comment today and I immediately had a pro-government, you know, sycophantic type go out and say, well, you're never going to be happy. I want to know who briefed these guys. And shouldn't everybody else want to know? Shouldn't Cash Patel and Dan Bongino want to know who briefed them?
I love this thing that we're panicking. We have the polls. We know this is killing Trump. It's the right thing to do. They lied and just told Congress they released everything. Congress is going to go crazy now. Talk about setting the precedent up. What's going to come out of this now? And then you've got no prosecutions of wall-to-wall human trafficking. And then now we found, I think they intentionally broke the links to all the photos and videos. People found out how to find them. I started looking and, like, was scared to look. I mean, it's clearly kids being tortured. They then describe in the FBI files that come with it what it is. I mean, it is men with prepubescent girls, I'll just say it, you know, forcing their entire arm into the vagina, blood everywhere, beating them up, torturing them. I mean, folks, I have stacks of horror here, okay? And I can't even look at 1% of it. So, I mean, literally, this is hell on earth. And Trump has said, well, it'll hurt America if this comes out. Well, then this is hurting America.
It's going to destroy his presidency if it doesn't. And the longer that they linger on this, and you and I have been now talking about this for at least a year, that this is a millstone around the neck of this administration. We got some reporting that Donald Trump is upset that he's being called the Epstein administration. You are the Epstein administration until you're not, until you come clean with all of it. It doesn't mean that he's implicated. It means that you're part of the problem. And here's why it's a bigger problem for Donald Trump than anybody else. Every other administration that didn't share this, that didn't do prosecutions, that participated in cover up or whatever else went on, they still at least had the ostensible cover of an active investigation. That's the big difference. The major thing that people have to understand in the timeline, from the time they gave the binders out and all the other kind of BS and the showboating stuff, everybody expected that there would be some co-conspirators, which we know that there at least are discussions of that. Why they were removed, I don't know. But they were co-conspirators. There were other people that were involved. There was a client list, whatever it was. Members of the Trump administration said it. And that continued right up until July of last year. And then they released a quiet memo on a Sunday night while there was major flooding and death in Texas. And they said, there are no clients. There are no co-conspirators. There are going to be no additional indictments. We are done with this case. It is over. And the minute that happened, the plausible cover of we don't have to tell you guys anything because it's an ongoing investigation. They said there is no ongoing investigation at that point. And once that happens, then we know it's on you to be clean with it. And then they got the law passed by Tom Massey and Ro Khanna, and it was, you know, bipartisan, and everybody got involved. And then the White House signed it, whether Trump liked it or not, he signed it into law. It is federal law that they're supposed to release this stuff, and they're not. So now it is their problem. They owned it by doing that. When they closed the case out forever, that means there's no good cover that you can run behind. And 3 million files is not enough if that's what there is more of. And if you need to have explanations of why there was more stuff that's been redacted, it should be explained. And the problem is you have an avowed leftist who went after whistleblowers, who was part of the weaponization of government, and all the things that I've been fighting against that have nothing to do with partisan politics. That woman, Shannon Perry, is now the number 4 in the FBI. She is sitting at the assistant director level, and she was promoted by Cash Patel. So the people that are the problem are still there, and I'm going to keep beating on that drum.
And by the way, the polls, this is killing Trump. And then Mark Mitchell's is the best pollster is. He's been reporting for 8 months. It's hurting him. And then people attack him saying he's a leftist. No, we want to win. We also cannot morally sign on to outright Satanism and just hell on earth. I mean, what the hell? Meanwhile, it's almost all Democrats in there. Trump supporting Democrats. What is this?
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Now look here, even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements.
Sometimes we have BOGO Sups.
We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Listen to her howl. Let her under tension, big
I'm in there writing headlines for the Robert Barnes interview. And I'm trying to come up with headlines hardcore enough to describe where we're at. Not exaggeration, reality. We told you in March, 14.6 terabytes. Boom, 14.6 terabytes. 98% not released. Nailing it, nailing it, nailing it. Who do I have on? People that nail it, nail it, nail it. I know the other talk show hosts, they love to make stuff up. They could care less that they get caught lying. When I make a mistake, it's like my guts have been torn out. It's like I've been punched in the stomach. And that's the mindset we need, ladies and gentlemen. We need to go after what's accurate, expose what's a lie. The truth will set us free. But I'm trying to write a headline during the break, and I can't come up with one that's bad enough because we need urgency. Like it was like emergency warning. The Republicans are going to win. Emergency warning. The Republicans are going to lose the House and Senate. The Republicans are going to totally lose the midterms. If Trump continues to support the Epstein cover-up, but it gets worse. Trump's legacy will be destroyed. The Democrats will be empowered. And the pedos and scum will go free and will continue to launch new horrible pandemics and wars against us. I can't even come up with a headline to describe how nightmarish this is. And we got to have the urgency. Here's your headline, because he's still writing it. I was in there, you know, dictating it. Wilson's in there listening right through the wall. What am I saying? Emergency warning. President Trump and America is doomed if he does not get behind the full release of the Epstein crime network blueprint. Help me with this, Kyle. Because we're quantifying, this is bigger than just a headline for some video. How would you describe what's going to happen to Trump and America? I mean, we were given a real shot by God to take things back. And now to have this devilish creature at the last minute and this whole network come in and do this, what should the headline be from Barnes? One for you, it'd be a similar headline. I mean, emergency alert. President Trump must end the Epstein cover up, or not only are Republicans going to totally lose the midterms, America and the president's legacy will be doomed? I mean, what's a strong enough headline here?
You're the headline guy. You got me sitting here thinking the fact that everything, like, this is the Epstein administration until they make it not that.
That's what we said. You're right. That's it. So, emergency alert. President Trump will forever be known as the Epstein president who ran the Epstein administration if he does not stop the DOJ cover-up now.
This is, by the way, people are getting...
You're the headline guy now. You just did better than me.
I'm not. This is the real workings of Alex Jones behind the scenes. People don't see this. Like, the break happens, Alex runs and does a pee break, and he's like yelling headlines over his shoulder and comes back and runs it back to him. They're getting like a look, and this is what the staff deals with. Just the live brainstorming. Every time I've come into your studio in person, you're always standing there standing in the dark talking to some guy who's trying to type down furiously all the brainstorming that happens. So, and then also, for whatever it's worth, because you've been hammering home that you made a mistake on calling something that didn't happen. That was the first text message I got from you on Sunday, which is amazing. For people don't realize it, like, you know, Alex will send something like out of nowhere. He just sends me, I'm gonna read it to you because I got fooled yesterday. And then he gives me a long voice message. This is the stuff that preoccupies you. You care about being right. I care about being right. Doesn't mean we're always right. You know, sometimes we can all get lured into something. There's a lot of hope. I got lured into thinking Cash Patel was going to be a solution to the problem that we have in our federal law enforcement system. I really did. I mean, and I'll own it. It's like, I really needed it to be true. Just the way that you need this to be true. I needed Donald Trump to make a good pick for DOJ and for FBI because I saw a generational opportunity. We had the public sentiment where regular people.
Plus, he had you constantly advising him. He quoted you as an advisor. So when the devil's standing right next to you, you kind of think he's good when he's got his arm around you.
Yeah, that's exactly it. When you tell somebody something and they go, how do I brief this? And then you tell them and then they go, use your words. And you're like, yeah, you get it. You understand the problem. And then you turn around and right after they're sworn in, and this is right after Patel was sworn in and he became the director in February, right around March, Dan Bongino reached out to one of my buddies, also an FBI whistleblower, great guy, Steve Friend, and was like, Steve, I need someone there to tell me who's lying to me and who speaks FBI. Can you come in and do that? Like, I know that you're willing to pay the cost and that you've, you know, taken the hard choice. Steve's like, yeah, I'll come do that. Immediately got there, and then they're gone. And then what do we find out? There's been a whisper campaign against me in Washington, D.C. for months. They've been talking about how, you know, I'm a problem, and I've got some sort of skeletons in my background. I had a top secret clearance, Alex, until they took it away. And they took it away because I didn't get the COVID shots, and I exposed the FBI to screw me.
Yeah, but let's go further. You had Senator Grassley tell you and others that Bongino and Patel went behind your back and said, don't talk to them. They're basically security risk, and Grassley saw through it and got in their face about it. I mean, they've been day one.
They got captured. These guys turned around and listened to the exact people that they were railing against for years. And so one of them's still there, Kash Patel. He picked a co-deputy director, a guy named Chris Rea. Chris Rea's got all kinds of shady stuff. Look, anybody that's been in FBI management for the last 5 years should be gone. That should be just a no-brainer. Why would you try to do reform with the same people? It's the most illogical thing. And this is why the Trump administration is getting stumped on this. This is why they're getting stuck on Epstein. Trump doesn't even understand it. I watched a clip of him over the weekend where he was like, look, they released the files and I'm not in it. I didn't go to the island. It's not my problem. It's like, listen, you freaking narcissist. Can someone get through to Donald Trump? Forget your thin-skinned instinct that you think it's about you. It's not about you. It's about this country. I went looking down this rabbit hole because remember Joe Biden talked about the soul of the nation over and over again. And Joe Biden wasn't right about anything except that he was correct that there is a fight for the soul of the nation. And the soul of the nation.
Oh no, he's a demon. They want the soul. They get it. Exactly. For all of Trump, he thinks it's all about an attack on him because they told him, sir, it's an attack on you. You're innocent. It's recycled Russia. No, it's an international crime network of intelligence agencies, money laundering, running Bitcoin, running sex slavery, giving rich people whatever they want, killing kids, raping them, whatever you want. And America will not be part of this and impose above the economy, above even peace. We want retribution. We want the Satanists hanging from the ropes. And that's what runs the UK. It's what runs Europe. It's what I've been covering 30 plus years. This is the bottom of the rabbit hole. We don't like Satanism. We want to say we're on God's side. And so it's not about you, Trump. It's not about the stock market. It is about, we know this is, here's the deal. The bad guys that put out the first 3 million files, I don't think Trump understands what's in there. The cannibalism, the devil worship, the money laundering. No one is going to put up with this, Trump. Now with the stuff that's out now, I mean, and again, the people that released this knew damn well this would enrage the public. And then Trump's like, he's like, well, I didn't go to the island, so it doesn't matter what he's lying to everyone. It's like, it ain't about, exactly. I'm not really meaning.
It's not about him.
It ain't about you, dude. It's about the kids. It's about our soul.
That's
sorry,
it.
Go ahead.
Look, think about it. How has sin always been? Like, the original sin is pride. So you appeal to somebody and you say, here's the problem. Like, you know, they're trying to make it about you, sir. It's time to move on from that. Like, don't give it any oxygen. Don't feed the scandal. Nobody is mad about Donald Trump at this point. Like, nobody that I read widely and I look at stuff from every left-wing outlet you can imagine. I follow people that are on the left on all the social media platforms because I want to know what people who don't agree with me say. I already know what I think. I already know what people who agree with me say. That's easy. And apparently Donald Trump doesn't have anybody that is giving him, you know, opposition. They're not giving him anything that pushes back. And so they're letting him think that this is somehow about him. And he's like, oh, it's mostly Democrats. Forget about that. The fake idea that there's a divide between Republican and Democrats has been exposed to people for a long time. Nobody thinks that. It's about people that are willing to compromise. And all they do is they play off Donald Trump's instinct to say they're trying to come after you. The more you talk about it, the more you're going to give it air. Nobody is letting this go. You know what my evidence is? It's been a year. It's been a year of bullshit binder releases. It's been a year of trying to leak out a document at night on a Sunday in the middle of July saying we're closing it down. It's been a year of he killed himself and Dan Bongino, the voice of reason and conservatism and all these things, these strong Republican MAGA guys, and Kash Patel's our dude, and he sits out there and he tells Senator Kennedy, if there was a trafficking situation, I would have brought charges yesterday. None of that is landing because people are looking at this stuff and it's only the tip of the iceberg. And they know that there's worse. And here's the other thing that I recognized this morning, Alex. there's been like a dozen high profile attorneys and business people that have walked away from incredibly lucrative positions all over the country. People in government in the UK walking away from their jobs, resigning. For what? Because they sent flirty text messages or emails back and forth with Ghislaine Maxwell in 2003? Or because they gave some advice to Jeffrey Epstein after he was convicted the first time in 2009? There's no freaking way that that is all of what's there. You don't walk away because you're like, well, I sent some emails to some dudes and they were a-holes. Like, I've sent some people, I mean, I've communicated with people who were total scumbags when they were in the, you know, in the line of work that I did. Because I was in the FBI, like I had to deal with scumbags. That's the nature of it. Some of the people were in the FBI, it turns out. Some of the people were just scumbags that were, you know, people that are being investigated. That doesn't taint or sully you. That's not a reason for you to walk away from the job as chairman of a law firm or to sell off your PR firm or your talent management firm and you think that your name is somehow tainted. That's not why people run away from this stuff. They're running away because there's obviously more to it. Now, I don't know what's in it, and neither do you, but as you're scraping in the 3 million files that they put out there, which sounds like a whole bunch, and it turns out it's probably a fraction of it, and we know that there was a fraction of it, and everybody has known that there was way more for a very long time. So we're being gaslit, and Donald Trump is like out here saying, yeah, it's not about me. Yeah, dude, it's not about you. Excuse my language. Like, Mr. President, it's not about you. It's never been about you.
And let's be clear. Let's be clear.
But they made it about him so that he would take it on personally. So he owns it now because he thinks it's about him. And the minute he can get it through his head that that's not what this is, there's only one way through this. You're already like halfway in.
Well, let's start over. Start over.
You gotta come to the other end.
Kyle, hold on. Hold your horses. More energy than I got, which is rare. I'm going to take what you said earlier, this and then this, and make a special message to the president, which I guarantee I can get to him. So let's put our thinking caps on and say it again to him. And I'm going to take your zinger at the first, and I'm going to have my guys cut it all in with some clips and put it out for a viral clip. President Trump, listen to Kyle Serafin, the top FBI whistleblower. You're being misadvised. They're telling you that you're innocent, so it's all a distraction, Russiagate, to get you. Yes, that aspect is a hoax. But the intel, the money laundering, the human trafficking, it's all there, and now it's all out there. It is so nightmarish, sir, and you're not going to see it on Fox News, but it's all over newspapers around the world. It's all over the internet. It's the top story. It's only getting bigger. You were never part of it, but now you're making yourself part of it. You now are making it about Donald Trump. You're now, after the fact, becoming an accessory, even though I believe, because I know the inside baseball, you're unaware of this. Your advisors aren't stupid. They set you up. Kyle Serafin, in March of last year, came on the show, first broke the 14.6 terabytes, and predicted you were being set up for this by your advisors. We're going to repost that full interview today, but you can go find it in March. I'll show you the link here on screen. Everyone, this is serious. And you idiot white pillars that say we're a panicking. No, you're fools. We actually research. We actually work hard. We know what we're talking about. So people that say, oh, Trump's pure evil, get rid of him. You're foolish. People that say it white pill, he's 50G chess. No, he's not. No, he's not. Kyle Serafin broke all this in March of last year, predicted it all, laid it all out, and he's right. So recap what you said. State it again.
It's really simple. The Achilles heel of Donald Trump has always been DOJ. I don't think he understands the animal, and that's not his problem. If you want to be great at business, you're probably not going to understand law enforcement. They're not the same kind of thing. They don't operate the same way. DOJ has always been a problem. Trump's DOJ went after him. They're the ones that set up and went after, you know, we'll call it Trump's DOJ. We're the ones that went after people for January 6th, right? The same people work there. It's because it's never been Trump's DOJ, and it's still not Trump's DOJ, and it's not Trump's FBI. It doesn't exist just because you got the guy at the top. It's a blind spot, and it needs to stop being a blind spot because it's a fatal blind spot. It became the Epstein administration the minute that Kash Patel, Dan Bongino, and Todd Blanche closed the investigation via memo that was released to Axios in July of 2025. From that time on, everything was fair game to release. You no longer had the cover of, it's an active investigation and we're going after co-conspirators. They explicitly stated there are no co-conspirators. It's pretty obvious from people reading that there probably are. If there are not, then there needs to be an easy and coherent explanation, which people can, they can digest that. People can understand when the things are wrong. Alex, you did it earlier. You thought something, it turns out not to be true. That's actually not hard to process. What is required, though, is evidence. And it needs to be presented in a coherent, cogent fashion, and it needs to be done without guile, without ego, without somebody who has an ulterior motive. Donald Trump is the best person to actually do all that, because I actually don't know. I think if there was, I said it a long time ago and I continue to believe it, if there was significant evidence of malfeasance by Donald Trump, the Democrats would have cut off their nose despite their face to go out there and expose it. They would have weathered that storm.
Plus,
they would have sacrificed to Bill Clinton.
I know these groups. That's how I said 20 years ago. They're trafficking humans, weird medical experiments.
This is your bag. I mean, this is your beat, Alex. This is exactly your beat. And so for these guys to have said it a year ago, popped up on the screen and told everybody, like, he killed himself. This wasn't it. I saw the file. I saw the whole file. Those words. I saw the whole file. No, you freaking didn't. I bet you, like, the case agents there haven't even seen everything on it. If it's that big, that's why you'd have it broken up into pieces.
Yeah. There is one person in 10 years that can look at 14.6 terabytes.
That's right. That's why you break it into pieces. And that's why it gets briefed to people, and they brief you exactly. They brief the guys. You know, every time it gets briefed, you lose something, right? Because you only have a finite amount of time to communicate a certain amount of information. And all of these briefs have always been the issue. And Alex, we've been talking about this, you and I, for well over a year now. The people that brief you are giving you their opinion. Whatever biases they may have, whatever sort of, shady intent they may have. Yeah, they're going to give you what they want you to know. You can brief people in order to get them to do certain things.
No, I agree, but let me raise something even worse.
That's how you
okay?
do it.
General Flynn came on a month ago pissed off. He rarely requests to come on. He wanted to come on. And he said, no, I've confirmed, he's a former head of a major intelligence agency, he's not stupid, that his wife, family, were getting reached out to by media, PIs, and they learned Susie Wiles had ordered opposition research on them, believing they were going to turn on Trump at some point, I guess because they figured out we have a soul. And I learned, I'm in there, you're in there, from other sources. Now Barnes has talked to the people, has confirmed he's on the enemy's list, they're threatening him. This is now next level tyranny, where we have, because I guarantee you Trump has no idea that's going on. He will soon. But I guess it's Todd Blanche, Democrat lawyer from the Southern District of New York. So what do you expect? But I mean, that is how arrogant, or I guess scared and weak they are. Because here's the deal. I want you to respond to that first. How did we even get the 3+, million documents when they're so damning and it's all about Democrats and it goes from bad to worse and massive money laundering and the heads of the universities and Larry Summers and all the top? I mean, it is so damning. And then I wonder, what are they holding back? Well, it's the Trump stuff. I already know the MO of the groups. He was never involved. All the victims say he wasn't. Fine. If he's there, do it. I'm sick of it. But how do you thread that needle of them releasing all this damning information, and then somehow they do a black magic ritual in the media where somehow Trump thinks he should cover it up when it's exculpatory for him?
It's fatigue. I mean, Donald Trump has got Epstein fatigue. It's been really clear, right? The first thing was Pam Bondi came out. He talked about it a little bit on the campaign trail. There's a couple of different videos of him. He was on Lex Fridman at one point and said, yeah, I'd be open to exposing those files. That's the kind of thing you say when you don't really worry about it. And then it's like, okay, fine. Then he tells Pam Bondi to go do it. And Bondi goes out on Fox and she probably has the blessing of the boss. And she says, yeah, we got the files. They're on my desk. I'm ready to show you. And people go, really? Incredible. And what do we get? Nothing. And then they go, that's nothing. And people go, oh, that was nothing. Let us give you something else. Then they gave us something else. And it was a couple hundred thousand pages or whatever. And maybe there was a little bit of new stuff in there. And then they go, well, that can't be all of it. And they go, oh, okay, well, it's an ongoing investigation. And now it's not. And we're not investigating anybody anymore. And then you get this kicking and screaming moment where Ro Khanna and Tom Massie and Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's left Congress over this, all get together and they put together this legislation and it's passed. The Senate grabs it and they approve it before it even makes it to the door. They haven't even read it and they sign off it and Donald Trump signs it into law. So now you've got this backdoor deal that it's like you're backed into this corner of releasing this stuff. Donald Trump has been put in a position of being the defender of government in a thing when we elected him to come in and tear stuff down. He was put into position to destroy the things that he is actually accidentally defending. And I just think that it's the ultimate mind job that's being done on him. I'm not a huge Trump guy one way or another. I care about outcomes and some of the stuff he does is good. And he's clearly got a blind spot for DOJ and he keeps putting people in there that have no business being in charge. And, you know, the people that end up paying for it are him, his family, and then anybody that supports him, and then anybody that just happens to be a dissident. So you and I are just in the crossfire of people that are saying things that are upsetting to whatever political machinations that are happening in Washington, D.C. It's really gross to think, like, I know that there were people calling me up about hit pieces as well. And I was like, I don't have anything to hide. Like, I don't really care. Like, I'm a regular guy. I live in a house. I rent this room. This is not even, I don't own this house that I'm sitting here and talking to you from. Like, come at me. That's fine. I've got four kids. I go to church every Sunday. Like, you know, am I a perfect person? Absolutely not. But like, I don't do shady financial things and I don't take money from people that I shouldn't. And I don't say things that I know to be false. So good luck. If like, if I'm your enemy, you're screwed. Cause I represent regular people. That's why I'm wearing the shirt at the moment here. It's the bacon cheeseburger thing. And my thought is that regular people in America are bacon cheeseburger people. We eat bacon. We eat beef. We'll eat a bun without any kind of gluten-free caveats. We'll eat cheese because we don't mind some dairy. Like, we're just regular people. And Donald Trump actually billed himself as what? The blue-collar billionaire. The guy who represents the average guy. The guy that goes to a construction site and all the construction workers with their you know, calloused hands want to shake Donald Trump's hand. Who's a billionaire and has a gold toilet. Like, how out of you know, sorts would that be?
And by it's the way, not I'm common. About the cheeseburgers. I'm having a Pete Terry's right now while you're talking.
Oh, I love it. So it's so simple though. It's like all Donald Trump has to do is be the guy that he said he was. And I don't think he's not, to be fair. Like there's a lot of people and I've always been struck by this. There's a ton of people that are infinitely loyal to Donald Trump. Some of them are clearly doing it because they're shady and they want to abuse it. And some of them just think he's the guy. I met a guy, he was probably 6'9" and he was in his 70s, like he was 71 or 72 years old. And he was at a shooting class with me. He was a former cop and he had done some protective work for Donald Trump, like when he was a private citizen. And he was like, he's the nicest guy in the world. And he came and he offered me Oreos and I went on the plane. And like, I would just, you know, like there's a reason why people will go to the mat for Donald Trump. And then there's a bunch of these scumbags that pretend to be those folks and they sell out the blue collar working type people and they present Trump to be something that is the exact opposite of the image that he's been selling. And if he is the guy, you know, and like, it's hard for me to fathom a billionaire that's also a man of the people, but they've existed. They've definitely existed. They're doing everything they can to cut that apart. And that will be fatal in the midterms. And I mean fatal in so much as you'll lose the House, you'll lose the Senate, and then you'll have impeachments, and that'll be the end of the legacy. The legacy will be you screwed up, you lost a generational opportunity to do a U-turn on America. He's blown out the budget. So if we're going to be blowing out the budget and you're not going to do conservative things financially, like at least give us transparency and at least gut these freaking weaponized agencies that are going to come after you and they're going to come after me and they're going to come after some of your listeners. Like people who don't even realize it that are out there shit posting on the internet and posting memes. Those are the people that will be the targets. Ask Douglas Mackey what it's like to be arrested and face imprisonment over a freaking meme on Twitter. Because that's the reality that like we already lived through that. And we didn't get away from that. And we haven't run away in any meaningful way. It's still out there. It's still like that threat still exists and everyone's pretending like it's not there. And so that's what scares the crap out of me. The Epstein represents a proxy for all of the lies that we've been sold by our government for a very long time. That's what it means. It says you told us you were going to give us the truth and you haven't. And then you said you were going to give us the truth and this is all of it. And then it wasn't. And then you did it again. And then it wasn't again. And so if we are now on round 4 or 5 of we know that there's a ton more to it and people are panicking and they're leaving their businesses where they made a ton of money. I know there's more to it. Everyone who's rational and logical, I just feel like he's being briefed poorly, but that doesn't make it an excuse. It becomes your problem. At some point, the buck stops with the boss. And so he's got to step up and do something.
I want to come back and go through some of the latest that came out and some of these scumbag leftists. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it. The health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams,
They will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
All right, I got a bunch of stuff that just came out. People digging through the millions of emails. Just as I've been on air, I'm sure there's like 1,000 more horrible things. But I've seen Mike Benz explain that Bitcoin is definitely a money laundering operation. It's definitely tied into intelligence. And I'm not saying I'm against Bitcoin in general, folks. I'm just saying. Well, now we have the emails of Epstein in 2015 saying the Bitcoin Foundation's going bankrupt and we're going to take it over. And they basically did to have most of the people that actually, you know, were administering it and controlling it, so they could then create basically phantom Bitcoin to manipulate the market. That's just another window into this. So Dan Appena says, if you knew who was really behind Bitcoin, you would run as fast as you effing could to sell it. What do you make of these revelations?
I've never been a crypto guy, Alex, because I don't understand how it works. And whenever anyone's explained it to me, it seemed like it was a problem. Like, it's kind of like why I don't play individual stocks and I don't deal with individual stocks, because it's like sitting at a casino table for me where there's an unknown number of players at the table and an unknown number of them also work for the house. That's the way it always looked like for Bitcoin. I got a friend of mine or cousin who kind of handles a lot of the any investments that I end up doing. And his issue has always been it only takes a couple of big players to move something in a way that you can't even see or understand. And, you know, like people have seen this. They've had the rug pulled out onto them. There's been pump and dump strategies on lots of different cryptos. And so it always was a shady thing to me. People want to put money where they want to do it. People can tell me they can make a bunch of money on it. They do fractional trading. I got friends that live on it and that's fine. And like, you know, it's just that. It's not real to me, and maybe I'm old school like that. I understand real estate.
I'm not saying people are bad that are involved in it. I'm just saying,
yeah, there's just clearly
super smart like you guys are. The average person could get burned, but here he is explaining we can get control of all the developers and control it secretly, and then manipulate it, and then they basically did take it over to a great extent. So I have
no doubt that capability. There's another guy that I was just watching a video on earlier who did some digging into the Epstein stuff, and he was taught. His name is Arthur Kwan Lee. He's got a YouTube channel. Pretty interesting guy. Talking about traditional masculinity, and he's an artist. And his point was, if there's ever something where you don't necessarily understand how the valuation happens, then there's always an opportunity for someone to scam. And he was an artist. He was talking about the amount of money laundering that goes on in art. And so Bitcoin and art and other like sort of tools that the really ultra high net worth individuals can move around. Like they can do things that you can't with it. And so you can hide money and you can move money and you can share money and you can manipulate markets. You can pull people and you can fund all kinds of crazy operations. I mean, how many spinoff companies has the CIA created that were actually lucrative? One of them's in the files actually. It's talking about the airline they did where it actually made money. It had 4,000 worldwide employees and they moved it to Ohio, right? Because there are things that take off and take on a life their own, and our government shouldn't have independent autonomous projects where people working there suddenly are turning tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars for their pet projects or slush funds. And so all of that stuff is really scary. I mean, this is exactly what Americans didn't want. They want their government to be accountable. And as we were talking about over the break, and this is like sort of a non sequitur in some ways, it was $100 for me to go out and take my kids for breakfast. I wish our federal government was as financially frugal and cut as many corners financially as the average American family like mine has to do to be able to make ends meet and make sure that everything is going to be okay. We have the exact opposite. They throw crazy money into things and sometimes stuff, you know, it takes off and it has a life of their own. And then they have more, you know, kind of FU money to do weird things that they should not even have the ability to do because it's well outside the mission. Our government has grown so dramatically that it doesn't even represent something that's accountable to regular people, and including to the chief executive, to the president. And I think that's the biggest problem that people are seeing. That's a lot of what this represents to folks. Completely, completely untethered from any sort of left or right boundaries that represent like why it exists in the first place, the task and purpose of government.
Well, that reminds me of the press secretary last week and also Bondi. It's like, oh, there's all these kids getting raped. Put the stock market's up. Let them eat the Dow. Let them eat Standard & Poor's. Let them, you know, eat the NASDAQ. It's literally let them eat cake. We'll be right back. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Kyle Serafin, the Kyle Serafin Show, .locals.com, at Kyle Serafin, on X, KyleSerafinShow.com, Rumble.com/KyleSerafin. Kyle, you wanted to get into this tabletop exercise we learned happened in the summer before Jan 6 situation. And, of course, we have the FBI director caught lying, saying no feds there. We know there were 200-plus and all the rest of it. But this is a big deal for you because you also have big think tanks involved, and it's just more perjury. Using your expert X-ray, you know, vision, a normal person reads this and probably doesn't glean as much as you do about why this is so important.
Well, it's important for a couple of reasons. And honestly, it actually ties into the thing we just talked about with Bitcoin. So for me, the issue with Bitcoin is if a third of all the Bitcoins are owned by 10,000 people and I don't know who they are, think about whenever the stock market's been manipulated. Think about any time that any commodity or any sort of like publicly traded asset or anything that we should otherwise be able to understand is manipulated. It's when people start having proxies. It's when people start going outside of the scope of the sort of the safety rails, right? So if you start having shell companies and holding companies, and if you start one person is manipulating a lot more than it looks like they actually are, this is the exact same problem that our federal government has gotten involved in. The mission set has crept so big. By the way, I'm actually quoting Kash Patel from the Glenn Beck show in 2023. He said, it's mission creep. He said the same thing to Sean Ryan. So the guy that's currently running the FBI right now theoretically understood the problem. You want to talk about betrayal? It's when somebody tells you, I know what the problem is. I'm going to go in and fix it. And then they don't do it. This is why people are mad about the Epstein files when it comes to Donald Trump. Because he said, yeah, I'd be willing to open it up. Well, that we took him at his word. Same story with Patel. If he walks in to an agency and you tell me that you understand that the intel component of the FBI is the issue, and there's 2 parts of the intel component. One of them is the intelligence division, and then the other part of it is called the counterintelligence. That's like theoretically looking for spies and protecting national security. But those people are the issue. Hands down. Without question, if I was going to say, where is the left-leaning part of federal law enforcement? It's the part where intelligence overlaps and is able to do law enforcement. And the reason why is really simple. So let me give people an understanding. People that work in intelligence are, generally speaking, highly educated. That doesn't mean they're smarter than you. It just means they spent more time in school. We know that the institutions are overtly captured by the political left, and the ideologies that are espoused there are very left-leaning, and they think government is the solution. And then lastly, the actual nature of intelligence work is information without asking for it. So they're willing to lie, cheat, steal, beg, hack, you know, compromise people to get information. That's the nature of intelligence.
It's very passive-aggressive. It's very left-hand path. It's very liberal.
It has no business being involved in law enforcement at the end of the day. Like, because law enforcement has to be procedural and process oriented. And if it's going to be about justice, it means that you have to assume that the person you're investigating gets all these sort of, process, restraints on your ability. And intel is the opposite. It's like, I can get it any way I get it, then I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it through FISA. I'm going to get it through paying a source to go and steal it for me. And then, you know, they stole it, but then I pay them after they get it, even though I wouldn't be able to otherwise have it. If I can buy it from a private company, I'll do that. And all that is to say, there was a FOIA that was released, that it was published by the Cato Institute, which is kind of left-leaning, as far as I understand. Like, Cato is what? Kind of libertarian-ish? And they kind of go either way. Cato was able to determine that there was a tabletop exercise that essentially laid out what ended up being kind of the theory of what happened on January 6th in the summer of 2020, long before the election. And so they attributed it to the Boston field office. And this is where it gets kind of interesting. They attributed it to a field office, which is not necessarily less leaning. And actually, I have some friends that are in there, and they're actually relatively conservative people. I know conservative people working in Boston for it being a liberal city. The crazy part about this story is that it was not actually run out of the Boston field office. It was run out of the headquarters component. And this is what is lost when you don't know about the animal you're talking about. And I have it on pretty good authority. The two supervisors that were involved was a woman who's named Tracy Bissett, B-I-S-S-E-T. And there was an agent supervisor named Tony Rogers. They were both out of the FBI field office in Boston, but they were working in headquarters. Now, remember what Patel said when he was going to go into the FBI. He was going to fix it. How? He was going to shut down the Hoover building day one. He was going to break out the intel component and send it back. Well, where did these people come from? Counterintelligence, as far as we can tell. They were intelligence agents working in the FBI. They were supervisors, and they were on TDY, or temporary duty, working at headquarters. So they went to the Death Star. They went to the place where you go to do the evil things, because what happens in Washington, D.C. is unlike what the rest of the field is like. People that work in FBI field offices oftentimes are just like any other person. They want to go do their job, and they're not particularly political. People that work at Hoover oftentimes are sort of snowed in by the power and the influence and the feeling of being in Washington, D.C., which is gross to regular people. If you ever work there and you're like, oh, I got to leave. 5 years was a really long time for me to work in Washington, D.C., and I did everything I could to get further and further away from the intel component because it was the worst part. They said they understood how to handle this business. The fact of the matter is it's going to continue to come back and bite them in the ass. The same way that the Epstein files are going to come back and bite Donald Trump, the lack of getting rid of the intel component, probably 55-60% of what the FBI does, is going to keep biting regular Americans. It's actually going to bite the Trump administration in the ass. And it's going to be the thing that comes after all of us, whenever that is, whenever it swings back the other way and it becomes advantageous for the government to serve its own interests once again in a way of coming after people that are conservative or dissidents or, you know, speak out against whatever it is the government does, that want smaller government and less of it and all that. Like, that's what we learned. And we keep learning this stuff. It keeps getting dripped out. For a guy that was touting, and this is Patel now, who was touting the most transparent FBI in history and saying how many files they turned over, like some sort of number of files, does anything to tell us about the spirit of what's going on behind there. Listen, I can give you 99% of the information on a story, Alex, and not tell you the critical part that gives you context, and it won't mean anything at all. So I'm being so transparent by giving you all this stuff. But what's the value of it? Does it do anything for you? Nah, because I only have to redact a little bit. If you look at a really good redaction, what do they leave off? The names, right? And where they worked and what they were doing at that time. They can tell you all the other stuff, and you just can't figure, if you just knew the name of who was doing it, or you knew where they were working and what role, then you could be like, aha, we can find the villain. This is why it's so nefarious when I see this stuff. And it's ongoing, and it keeps just dripping out. We're now, what, we're over a year deep into this administration. And that means they've had a full year to get their feet underneath them and start doing the right stuff.
Sure, you're not really good at getting all the minutiae predictions. Big picture, I can't believe they're not using this against Democrats when it's all them. But I get Trump thinks it'll quote hurt the stock market. Plus, sir, they're making it about you. But I don't see in Trump's pig-headed world, especially whenever he's got sycophants that'll lie to him like Bondi and Todd Blanche. I don't see this changing course. So I don't want to just
Alex, sit here. If regular Americans, if like 50% of Americans, and like, look, I'm not in this situation, and thank God I haven't been because I've been very responsible fiscally, and I went 14 months without a paycheck. I know a little bit about financial hardship. I got suspended from my job. We lost our healthcare, all the other stuff that went on when I left the FBI. But if like half of Americans cannot afford a $400 emergency that pops up, they get a flat tire and they can't replace it because they can't afford it. Or, you know, they need some sort of a piece of radiator goes out in their car and they can't afford to do that. And then they're screwed. Like if $400 is the make or break line for half of America, or even if it's only 45% of America, it's a huge chunk of people. They could give a shit what you do to the stock market. You can tank the whole damn thing for all they care because they don't have any money in there. And if they do, it's a 401k they're not going to touch for 20 more years worth of working. So tank it now. You know what I mean? So this is the problem when you're looking at it. And I think this is the issue that Trump has also surrounded himself with a lot of really wealthy people who've been very successful. But he's got billionaires in his cabinet. He's got people that have tons of money. He's got advisors that are worth tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah, he's definitely,
they don't experience
regular
stuff.
He's definitely up in an ivory tower. And Elon Musk, that came in and straight shot him, was really trying to go after it all. They got rid of his ass.
That's it. Everyone saw it too. And this is where it really changed for the sentiment of people that wanted to be behind the agenda. It's not that people said, oh, we don't like what MAGA's about. We don't like what Donald Trump has said. They wanted all of it.
We like Elon sleeping there at the buildings and literally the left freaking out. We were getting real action. But as soon as he said, we're going to look at the Pentagon, the CIA, it was like, you're gone.
Right. They were going to live stream an audit walking through Fort Knox. You remember the discussions about that? And everyone was like, let's go. Let's do that. Like, let's show people what's going on behind. But once again, if you show whatever, why are they so scared of doing it? Why is Scott Bessent at Treasury saying like, well, it's already good. Everything's fine. Like, everything's fine at Fort Knox.
Because there's no
Even
gold there.
Even if it is fine. Maybe there's no gold there, right? Because listen, if you walked in and it was just haul after haul after haul of pallets of bricks of gold and everyone was like, holy crap, it's all there. That looks good. If the audit checks out, we can see the audit. You can visually see that there's a ton of it. Everyone would be like, okay, fine. In the meantime, I've got comments popping up because I pointed out today that we didn't get that audit and then nobody's talking about it because they assume we have this goldfish memory. And people were like, well, you saw that Donald Trump's been putting a lot of gold up in the White House. It's like, Donald Trump is not taking the gold from Fort Knox and putting it on the walls of the White House. Like, let's not be ridiculous. But can we also say that you've lost the trust of people when you say you're going to do something and it is within your power to do it and then you don't do it? It's within the power of the FBI director to carve off the intel component and send it over to ODNI and Tulsi Gabbard. And what happened instead? Alex, you and I have done shows about this where they had a fight over turf where Patel is actually trying to defend the size of the FBI and make sure that it stays bigger.
That is the opposite of what they ran on. We're going to look at foreign involvement in others in Charlie Kirk's shooting. He said, no, you're not supposed to be involved in that, even though Congress created it for that. So yeah, the listeners know that Cash Patel's bad. You predicted Mondino to the day, when he would quit. From everybody I talked to now, that work around him, they literally call Cash Patel the diva. I don't have some hard on for him. I'm not against him.
That's the thing that's going to come after Donald Trump first. That's the component that did historically. That's why we're talking about January 6th, why we're still not done with it. By the way, there are still 12 J6ers who were not pardoned. And it cost Donald Trump nothing to finish that. Like, what does it cost to pardon Joe Biggs or Stuart Rhodes or the others? Nothing. Like, he loses no political capital at that point. So if we're going to be in a world where you have the power to do something, you said you were going to do it, and then like you do some sort of half measure, or you say we're going to go do an audit, and then you're like, I just take their word on it. Like, that's not the way that we operated. That's not who people wanted. And it will be the same people that are still working there. It'll be the same sort of deep state operative people. It doesn't matter what you call them. It's going to be the entrenched bureaucracy that will turn on Donald Trump. They will turn on Alex Jones. They will turn on me. They will turn on your listeners when it's convenient for them. The same people that were investigating J6ers and were tying them up in lawsuits and making their life a living hell. Even the people that didn't get arrested for J6 that just sat around for years wondering, am I going to have a knock on my door and it will be the FBI? Those same people, the agents that were doing that, are now rounding up Antifa types. The same exact person. And it's not because they were like, well, we used to be against MAGA people and now we're against Antifa people. Nope. They were just told to do it and they do what they're told. So the management that's willing to flip-flop so conveniently to do this stuff, that's where the danger is. That's where you get the component of people that are working in this operationally moral realm where whatever's good for my career is good enough. This is why you end up in danger. And this is why Donald Trump doesn't seem to understand. That's why I will continue to beat on what's going on with the DOJ, with the FBI specifically. The other components are less obvious. But yeah, ATF is still an issue. They're still out there. What happened to being pro-Second Amendment? They're still fighting cases actively against places like Gun Owners of America. And we've got people like Jeanine Pirro going out and saying, you know, you have a Second Amendment right, but as long as you follow all the rules or policies, and we'll lock your ass up if you show up with the wrong permit. I mean, you're getting the wrong messaging from these people. It should have been go in there with the chainsaw. This was the Doge
sure,
analogy.
And I mean, I've been showing government for TV viewers from Goldfinger, yeah. James Bond.
That was great.
Where you got the Chi-Coms and everybody trying to take over the building. But you know, the truth is it's all gone. And you're right. I mean, it's just sad to see so much good
being
done.
You got to show it. Alex, if it's all gone, you got to show it. Like, people can handle the most crazy things in the world. People get leveled every single day by personal tragedy. They wake up, they go to work, they're having a nice day, and their whole family gets killed in a freaking head-on collision with some illegal alien driving a semi-truck. How do you come back from that? And they do. They survive. Like the story
you
of Job.
What people don't survive is 99% of people end up in jail or dead or commit suicide when they win the lottery. If they didn't have money before, it ruins them. People tend to get stronger, actually, with adversity. So, but here's the thing. I know why Trump does it, because I talked to insiders. The gold was leased off and moved around other places decades ago. The last August, it was like in the 70s or something. Trump's
yeah,
like, that's embarrassing that we don't have gold. Don't show it. That's embarrassing that a bunch of our bankers are pedos. Don't show it. It's all about don't show it, don't show it. It's the pride thing, and Trump has this pride thing for America. He doesn't get the whole world already knows that we're, you know, like this. So are they. And people have a hunger for fixing it.
Yeah, people want to see the person who's willing to take the risk to show it, who knows that it's going to be dangerous for them personally. They want to see one of your staff holding onto a guardrail with you leaning over the edge of the volcano and them holding onto your belt so you can get the best look at it. And you're like, this is what's happening. This is how bad it really is. People want to see how bad it is so they can assess for themselves what to do next. And then they can make good decisions. Or you can keep lying to us and you can put people out on Fox News that are going to tell us that everything is great. I heard Peter Navarro say that this is the Goldilocks economy. That might be the most offensive and stupid thing I've ever heard. It's the Goldilocks economy, and it's just as good as the greatest time that was ever in the American stock market in 1998. And everybody who was alive today that was also alive in 1998 and was sentient, like teenage or older, would hit a button and go back to 1998 in a heartbeat because there was an obviously better time then. Things were more affordable. There was more hope. People thought America was the good guy. Maybe some of that stuff was BS, but you know what? They had that thing. They had the hope and the belief that something better was coming. The reason why people are feeling devastated is because they get lied to. Then people say, no. Now here's the real truth. And then that's a lie. If you do this incremental lying, where every time you tell me something, it's false. And every time you tell me there's a little bit of it that is discredited, it feels very
purposeful.
Yeah,
but I go back to this. You said they're just rope-a-doping and trying to demoralize
us.
That's
what it is.
That's the left.
They're walking you into it.
But at one level, but Bondi telling Congress, I've complied, here's everything, and then she didn't. I mean, that's going to be really, that's going
to... She has to know, right? And guess what? All of that stuff is, that's indictable if they decide to do it. We already saw that they were willing to do a weak indictment and let Jim Comey off of it. But now that pane of glass has been broken. We can go after former FBI directors. We can go after former presidents. They already did it to Donald Trump. We can go after members of cabinet and sub-members of the cabinet. So that's already been broken. That's already built into the cake now. So where does 2029 end up? Like, I think it ends up with people getting indicted. People from this administration are not playing like this is a game for all the marbles, that they're playing for their lives. They're playing like everything's going to be fine. So maybe they made a deal and they're going to be okay, and like just the regular peons are going to be screwed. Or maybe they didn't, and they just don't realize that the left doesn't miss on this stuff. And it's not necessarily a left and right issue, but at the end of the day, the people that have power that are in Washington, D.C. that are playing these games, and you're playing with lies, and you're basically doing a discrediting operation. And you and I talked about this over a year ago. It looks like a discrediting op when you tell people to go out and say stuff, and then everybody knows it's not true. We go, hey, didn't you say something different? How come you're not addressing why it's different? And they go, shut up. You're just a black pillar. Shut up. You're just a doomer. Shut up. You're just being a jerk. You're panicking. Nobody's panicking. Like, I just, you know, I don't want to stock Bitcoin. I want to stock brass and lead in my garage because I can hold on to it and I can move with it. And if I need to, it's going to feed my family or protect my family. Like, regular people are looking around going, there's something obviously wrong. The house of cards feels very, very shaky. The scaffolding under which all the American system is working, if it's protected, if it has to be held up to protect pedophiles, like, I think most Americans would say, let it all fall. Like, let there not be an America if that's what America stands for. Cause I don't know who eats a bacon cheeseburger, wants to see children raped, and that's gonna be the, like, as my buddy Steve Friend says, you have to go to the end of the line where we're gonna do all these things, and we're gonna lie to you, and we're gonna share you only these things because you can't handle it, and that's why we have to let the elite pedophiles go. If that's the answer, find me an American that wants to put their hand up and go like, yeah, I'm in for that. That's what I voted for. Cause I don't think it exists.
Well, you're absolutely right, and, after you leave, I'm gonna play some clips of a bunch of people asking why are they so evil, and what's the norm with these Woody Allens and these Noam Chomskys and these Jeffrey Epsteins and, you know, all these other Bill Gateses and their creepy mad scientists who have all this power but don't have it with just normal people on the street or you know, who want power over women and are intimidated by full-grown women, so they like to do the thing. But look at this. It's so famous. By famous, it's come out a lot, but never actually become famous in the news, how lotteries are for money laundering. So much of it's the same people winning. It's so corrupt. I checked this. It's true. It's in the Epstein files. His foundation, overhead shot, please, the Zorro Trust. By the way, Zorro Ranch was never searched. 10,000 acres, folks. The island and New York were. 80 million lottery ticket that they won September 30th, 2009. How suspicious is that?
Yeah, I'm like, what? You hear about these things every once in a while as a money laundering possibility. There were a couple investigations here in Texas as well about it. I remember reading about that because I was living in New Mexico. And, I mean, I can't disprove it. I don't have the facts to prove it either. But, Alex, when certain people win the lottery and they clearly have no business to even be playing the lottery because they are already fabulously wealthy, it looks like payoffs, doesn't it? I mean, that's kind of the thing. There are people who have done multiple lottery wins and you're like, well, some people get struck by lightning twice. It's like, okay, maybe they do, or maybe there's other nefarious things. And you know what would be nice if we had this, like, I don't know, creditable $11 billion a year institution that wasn't doing intelligence games and screwing around with our money, but was actually just like looking for government corruption, which is one of the main things the FBI can actually point to as a useful function. Government corruption should be the number one thing they do. They should be going after dirty cops. They should be going after white collar fraud that's happening at the state level, because who else is going to investigate it? And they don't. They're not. And
now, we're not even seeing any indictments of high level people for all the Somali fraud. Look at this. Noam Chomsky.
Yeah, we're on from that. We've moved on. We've moved on.
Noam Chomsky told Epstein that he was fantasizing about his pedophile island, and he also demanded $500,000. He goes, right here, I'm really fantasizing about the Caribbean island. And
these emails, the emails are the most damning. And again, like the redactions on there too, where we're asking questions. Like, okay, fine, you don't want to give out his email address. I get that. Like, fine. But at the end of the day, Where are the write-ups that said, we got these emails, we looked into these people, and we determined that this looked really, you know, incriminating, but we had this exculpatory information that basically said,
yeah, like,
this
hey, we're delivering the sex slave to the Hyatt, the finance is taken care of. Look at this. Wake up to pure evil, says Liz Churchill. Tom Pritzker to Epstein, I'm remote valley of Afghanistan, which super pedophilia. It's my birthday wish, boys with toys. And the whole family's obsessed with sexualizing children and the transgender operation.
Right. Okay. So here, like, imagine then you find out that he was also just going to be visiting some FOB somewhere where some soldiers were going to let him shoot machine guns. And so that's what boys with toys mean. And it's totally innocuous. You'd want to explain that. Like, that's why the context was relevant for all of this stuff. I don't know that it was, and you don't know that it wasn't. So we're just left to go, well, it looks really damning, and that guy's kind of a scumbag, and he's a fat billionaire that does all kinds of weird stuff. So we just assume the worst, and maybe it's wrong. And if you have enough stuff that they can eventually do, if one of these things holds, and then they go, look, you got that all wrong, and here's the context, where was that context in the first place? And all that does,
like,
is discredit the people,
like,
that released.
There's literally tens of thousands of emails, yeah, about, oh, one piece of pizza for seven people, it's you're an 11.
I know.
Oh,
Nobody talks like that.
Bring up the jerky. I'm sending the jerky to the laboratory.
Like that. Nobody talks like that. That's why I know it's worse than what they said. And again, dozens of people have resigned and been fired from very prominent positions. And it wasn't because they were flirty or they were eating beef jerky together with Jeffrey Epstein.
No, they know.
It's because there's something else there.
They're scared of the truth coming out. Kyle Sermon, thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Now look here, even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart. From here on after, stay the way we are right now and share all the love and laughter that a lifetime will allow.
I cross my heart.
I cross my heart.
And promise you.
And promise to.
The listeners and viewers of this broadcast.
Give all
I will work as hard as I can to be accurate and to tell the truth no matter what. And to stand up for all of our freedoms. Because we are all in this together, ladies and gentlemen. I fight this tyranny for myself and my family. But for them to live in a free world, you got to be free too. And I do care about you. So all these evil people that think it's cool to be evil, cool to be corrupt, they think they're getting away with something they're not. Those of us that are trying to be good have been around the block. And really know that good is the only way to go. Now, I saw a lot of clips this morning that I was going through, and it kind of created an idea in my mind just to say, let's look at the different points of view of why this is happening and understand that it was already going on. So as horrible as it is to learn it's all real and learn it's all true, for some of you, decades after I learned about it or years after somebody else learned about it, some of you knew about it before I did, at least we know what's going on now. And at least we can stop living in denial. So Tucker did a recent interview where he said he doesn't expect any of it to come out because this is the above the law ruling class. And then Andrew Schultz, my old friend and comedian, notices a revealing trend in Epstein files. The people related to Epstein files, there are really no entertainers, no athletes. Who is it? It's really fat, old, short nerds. And he goes into how they have all this power, but they don't have it socially. Well, that's also why they hate people. But it's also spiritual. They want the power to control your body. They want the power to rape you with a poison shot or rape you with 5G or brainwash your children against your will. It's all about seeing what they can get you to go along with. That's why the lockdowns were all just a psychological warfare test to test you and see what you would accept. They want to make you into drones. They want to set up two-tiered systems where they're above the law and they basically have no rights. It's feudalism. It's classical slavery. And I had some other powerful clips as well. And then the big Crowley globalist high priestess, you know, famously posing with Lord Rothschild in front of a painting, Lucifer summoning his armies. She's real mad at me and just did a podcast. I gotta tell you, I am honored to have her attack me over the years. I'm honored to be known by my enemies. I'm honored that I'm in the Epstein files now more than 40 times I found. Every one of them saying I'm crazy, I'm evil, I'm bad. Oh, look, Jones is exposing Pizzagate. We got to stop him. And the leftist media is saying Jones is in the files, but not saying how I'm in the files, hoping people read that and think I'm actually involved with them when I'm the guy, day one, the most on the map, exposing him. You know, search the files for yourself and read it. But it just shows how desperate they are. So here's a clip of Tucker Carlson.
He knew everybody.
Yeah.
And in every country. And he's weighing in on every event of the moment that he's living in. So, like, he's shorting the global financial crisis. He's discussing the fall of Gaddafi in Libya before it happens and trying to figure out how to profit from that.
Totally plugged in.
Like, at a level that, you know, as someone who just, like, covers government, I feel like I know plugged in people. Never met anyone that plugged in.
Yeah.
So what is this? He represents no government. He clearly works for Mossad. He clearly works for CIA. He clearly is in contact with both and clearly British intelligence. So he's not working for Israel. He's not working for the United States. He's not working for the UK exclusively. He's not working for anybody, really. He's kind of this independent power broker working with a series of other independent power brokers together who form some kind of supra government above all representative government in the West. That's the clear, you know, so like, what is that?
Yeah. Do you think we'll see arrests?
Well, it's been almost 20 years that some of this material has been in the custody of governments. Most of it is still hidden and there have been no arrests. Instead, there's been a consistent over decades effort to shield the people exposed from arrest. So no, I mean, there may be performative arrests, but the big question is not, was there blackmail? Yes. Was there sex with minors? Of course. Was there some kind of weird religious practice that we would describe as witchcraft? Oh yeah.
Mm.
But the bigger question is like, what was this? It's clearly an informal governance body over what the rest of us consider the authorities, which is to say governments, nation states.
About 4 months ago, it was Lance Tucker's show in Maine, and he and I both predicted a mass awakening to the satanic rulers of the earth. Remember just a few years ago, Tucker confiding into me about the demonic attacks, and everybody said he was nuts? Nobody's laughing now. This is a great awakening. So here's popular comedian, a good friend of mine, Andrew Schultz, and he's on there with Charlemagne the God, a leftist, and they're talking about, why is it old, rich, powerful nerds? Well, they kind of get it wrong. They say it's because they're insecure. They just want power. No, they were drawn to power because this is how they are. It's demonic. It is a ritual. Charlemagne says that and gets it right. Schultz is right, though, that it is a certain type of people, but that's because it's the rite of passage to get into it. It's about, are you ruthless? Because they don't just rape kids. They don't just kill kids. Again, they give you poison shots. They adulterate your food. They steal your 401k. They're out to get people, and they have to have tests to see, are you like us? But at the end of the day, they're mad scientists, and these are all initiations. I can't tell you how many people, you know, think they're getting recruited into a government agency to fight tyranny, and then they're given missions that are immoral to see if they'll do it. And nobody's worse than the medical system. My dad, 14 years old, top of his class, winning science fairs, all this stuff. His mom's a principal. He goes, I want to be involved in NASA. They're sitting around all this paperwork through the Kennedy administration that was part of the thing that was started by Eisenhower, the WizKid program, to get all the best and brightest. And they go, oh, you've been selected at UT Plan 2. I'm not going to tell the whole story before I've told it before. Plan 2, where they send high schoolers to college. They said, my dad said, great, I'm signing up for NASA. They go, yeah, first place you're going to work is MD Anderson Cancer Research Facility. And my dad told me about it when I was a kid. He said it was all a test to see what we do. He said these people had signed away their lives, experimental stuff. He said some of these scientists got off on killing people, and it was all a test to see if I liked it. He told them, I don't like it. So they said, oh, we got another project for you now, and another project for you now. But it's just like Fauci with the beagles, removing their larynxes, putting a bag over their head, tying them down, and having flesh-eating worms eat them. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. It was all about seeing, can they get people to do this? That's what this is. People are like, there's no point. Of course there's a point. They don't just not care they gave you poison shots that erased immune system, sterilized, and killed 30 million plus. They did it on purpose. They like it. I know most of you get that, but other people, new viewers, are like, well, that's crazy. You're judging them by your character. You haven't studied history. History, it's more normal to be run by psychotics than not, because good people won't stand up for themselves, usually. The psychotics want the power. Good people don't. Then we'll go to a TED talk where they're promoting pedophilia, saying it's no big deal, back to back. And then we've got John DeMartini, who was raised a Jewish family, believes that evil does not exist. John believes that children invite rape into their lives. That's what Sigmund Freud said. And that there are upsides to the murder of children. Evil does not exist. So they always tell you it doesn't exist, so you have no morals to stand up to it. That's right. Let's play those clips back to back.
Do you want to know what I think it is? That's why I asked the question.
Okay.
So if you notice, like, all the people related to the Epstein files, right, there's really no entertainers and no, like, athletes.
No.
Like, almost zero.
Yeah.
Right? Who is it? It's like scientists, politicians,
spiritual leaders,
billionaires,
yeah,
right? Like hedge fund dudes, finance guys, right? It's really all like fat, short nerds, okay? Who are super alphas in their life. They're the most brilliant people in every room they step in. They feel like they are the man constantly, except for one aspect of their life.
Little dicks.
I don't know how big their dicks are, but I know when they're in a room and it's them and Denzel Washington, the girls ain't looking at them. When Bill Gates, there's the perfect picture, and Bezos isn't on the island or anything like that, but remember that video of Jeff Bezos and his new wife meeting Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yes,
I remember his wife is looking at Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, Bezos isn't even there. She's drooling over this meeting with Leonardo DiCaprio. Jeff Bezos is like, I built the most successful company in the world. I'm going to send you to space And Leonardo DiCaprio is just in the room and she can't even look at her husband. And I think that's what they go through in their everyday life. They're like, why am I an alpha in every single situation? I do whatever the fuck I want. These are the crazy people who made $200 million and felt like they had to make more than that.
They made more than that. But I agree with what you're saying.
The point I'm trying to say is I think the reason, I don't think it's just with Epstein. I think they're getting hookers and stuff all the time.
But why underage is what I'm saying. Why underage in particular, and specifically, why is it underage girls?
I don't know. I honestly.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, it's like, are they natural born pedophiles or is this some like type of ritual?
So what you're alleging is they're requesting them to be underage.
I'm just wondering why so many underage girls.
Right now, most of us feel discomfort when we think about this scenario. And most of us feel discomfort when we think about pedophiles. But just like pedophiles, we are not responsible for our feelings. We do not choose them. But we are responsible for our actions. And we must make a decision. It is in our responsibility to reflect and to overcome our negative feelings about pedophiles and to treat them with the same respect we treat other people with. We should accept that pedophiles are people who have not chosen their sexuality and who, unlike most of us, will never be able to live it out freely if they want to lead an upright life. We should accept that pedophilia is a sexual preference, a thought, a feeling, and not an act. We should differentiate between child sexual abuse and pedophilia. We shouldn't increase the suffering of pedophiles by excluding them, by blaming and mocking them. By doing that, we increase their isolation and we increase the chance of child sexual abuse.
Everybody who's been raped attracted it into their life.
Anytime you're addicted
to the... No, answer this question. Everybody who's been raped attracted that rape into their life.
1,300 cases of pedophilia.
And the children attracted the pedophile.
You really want to go there? Let's go. All these things that we label good and bad have been labeled good or bad depending on who you're taking sides with.
I have a really hard time with this. If I went home today and somebody was assaulting my wife, I would forcibly stop it.
Probably.
Not probably. 100% certainly. I wouldn't say, maybe this is his belief and this is my belief.
You're going to react in that setting exactly proportioned to your morality at the time. If you see what he's doing as evil, you're going to do what you can to stop him.
But it is evil.
In your perception, it will be.
It's not okay to beat a child to a pulp. It's not okay to sexually assault a child. There is something actually fundamental inside of us that is on a driving force towards life, love, freedom, the experience to live this beautiful world. And if somebody is intentionally interfering with that, we have an obligation to try and prevent or stop it. You can override your impulses. I've wanted to hit somebody and not done it.
You've repressed it inside yourself and then attacked your customers right here in front of me.
I'm attacking you?
Well, you're basically taking information that goes against what you say, and you're saying, I'm just going to refuse to put it on my show because of it. It's like a fight to you. It doesn't match your belief system, so you're ready to fight.
Your hands are shaking.
When you say that you're going to not go any further on a podcast because of what I'm saying,
because fundamentally,
that means it challenges you, and you're wanting to avoid it.
No, because it's putting out information that I think is detrimental to the world.
I'm not going to pacify my research. For any human being on this planet, nobody. The reality is that there's upsides to that event.
There's upsides to the murder of children?
Yes, there's upsides to it.
I think we're going to have to stop here, John.
Evil always tells you, you don't have a soul, you don't have free will. There is no good and evil, but they've got all their rules for you, and then they're the moral ones. Children can't buy liquor. Children can't buy, drugs. Children can't join the military because they're not of age. They can't make decisions. We protect them. And children, Sigmund Freud said it was a pedophile. And then his nephew, all of them, Edward Bernays, they're all into this stuff. They're all degenerate drug addicts, you name it. And they're like, the children love it. And we know statistically it ruins these kids. And again, that's just the entryway to this. It's Satanism, folks. Pure, absolute, unadulterated evil. Now, I just saw this black man, I don't even know who he is, concerned citizen posted it. I want to play this for a moment. He says, the devil is here on earth. It's unaliving children. I can't unsee what I saw. Blood-curdling screams of young kids. And I want to warn you, because I looked a little bit. They've tried at the DOJ to hide the stuff they were forcing of Congress, where the videos and photos are dead links. But folks figured out how to get around that, and they've been putting compilations together. I went and spot checked it. It's true. And I'm pretty tough, but I'm going to let all you go dig through it. I'm not going to click on these thousands and thousands and 180,000 of these things. I mean, the stuff I already found is, I didn't want to say on air. I feel dirty even saying it. And I saw the file, the FBI report talking about it. Then they had the witness, you know, a decade later that told them about it. It confirmed it. And it's a photo of these men, and they are torturing and living hell out of a prepubescent girl. And I already mentioned how they did it. It seems gratuitous to say it again, but her face is beat up, her legs, she's bleeding all over, and then they blacked out the part on her vagina, but they said you can see the man has rammed his arm up into a girl, wrecking her for life. Okay? I mean, imagine the pain. And this person survived. And this is who Epstein's emailing the stuff around. Oh, I love the torture photo. I love the torture video. These people need to be dealt with. And you know what I mean. So the devil's here on earth. There it is.
Well, I just made the biggest mistake probably that I've ever made in my life. Last night, couldn't sleep, looked at the files, started with documents, moved on to video, and my God, bloody hell. We're living in bloody hell. I had to stop because I can't unsee what I saw. In my life, I've watched horror movies, not even close. Blood-curdling screams of young kids, the fear in these children. These people are the devil walking earth. The devil is on earth. It was horrible. Unaliving of children. The idea that they've been unaliving children, cutting up intestines and eating them, unaliving babies, violating, essaying these children. I mean, I've never in my life, if you had told me in my wildest dreams, I swear, maybe I'm naive. Am I naive? But if you told me in my wildest dreams that this kind of thing was happening in this country.
Let me know if you think they did this on purpose.
So someone recently found out that if you go to the Epstein Library on DOJ's website, and now instead of searching for something specific, you search for no images produced and hit search, it's going to show you thousands of PDF documents. And when you open them, it's just going to have this blank page that says no images produced. But if you go to the URL up top and remove the PDF part and then type in MP4 and hit enter, you'll find videos that I guess were labeled with the wrong file extension. For instance, here's an hour long one of a jail cell camera with a whiteboard placed in front of it. And all the videos should be redacted, but I don't know what's all on there. So just keep that in mind.
Go look at it at your peril, but somebody's got to. All right, I'll spend more time on this tomorrow. I meant to get to it. It's kind of a big deal. But Spirit Cooking Witch, Marina Abramovich, says that I have been the main problem, that I have led the witch hunt against her, the Alex Jones type stuff, and that Satanism doesn't exist. It's like flat earth. So play clip 4 and 7. And then there's another clip I'll get to, but here she is attacking me, which I absolutely love. And, of course, there she is in the interview looking like Gargamel in drag. But, I mean, this is an outright witch, Aleister Crowley. She's all over this stuff. They worship this creature, and I'm glad to have her not like me. Here she is.
It's this whole thing with the investigational emails, the WikiLeaks. And in these emails, the most strange thing was that I invite him, the Tony Podesta, to come to, you know, spirit cooking dinner in my place. So they Google me. See the cut star, Kumini star, my stomach.
Basically, they would have leapt on these apparently...
They see as a pentagram immediately.
Pentagram, seemingly satanic... symbols and whatnot.
So from one
that
day,
catnip,
one day from another, I open my email and it's bombarding that I'm the witch, that I'm eating children, that I'm drinking the blood with Hillary Clinton in Pizzagate. I complete shock.
They put it together with the pre-existing narrative, which was based on a kind of bonkers conspiracy theory to do with trafficking of children and satanic ritual abuse. So there was this framework for it, and you slotted into it perfectly.
Completely. And then came horrible, you know, I had to change my emails, I had to change my credit cards because they was attacking me, they were going to come and, you know, they cut my throat, that they're going to take devils out of me. And
crazy then, QAnon type. Do you know about QAnon?
Yes, the same guy who said 36 kids killed, you know, in this horrible, the school that actually was actors.
Oh, Alex Jones?
Alex Jones.
Was he a ringleader for the allegations against you?
That is Alex Jones.
Really? Did he get in touch with you, or he was talking about you?
No, talking about me, not in touch. Then he actually promoted me from the priestess into highest priestess. Now I'm high priestess.
According to Alex Jones?
Yeah. I have two FBI agents come to my house to see if I'm okay, because they found the list somewhere in Arizona with my name on the list as a target. That's not fun. So I don't like this at all, and really nothing I can do about it.
It's a side effect of the internet. It's become a dumping ground for toxic conspiracy theories. And I wish I could say, put it out of your mind or move on. But you're right. It festers and it really
affects me. And also one other thing that's really terrible is it is actually America is so full of this kind of people who can really go and shoot, you know, blow your head for no reason. There is a group of people who absolutely believe that Earth is flat, you know.
Do you still live in America?
I do.
So you have to be careful.
I am. I'm trying my best, really.
We have thousands of photos of her with humans playing dead in vats of blood, people come and drink. That's them scooping little spoons out, eating it. It's unbelievable. It's all over the emails. It's all over the Podesta meetings. Full email, which is Aleister Crowley crap. Unbelievable. I'll get to more of it tomorrow. Harrison Smith's about to take over, but here's another clip. She claims Alex Jones asked his supporters to pay his Sandy Hook debt. No, it's not real. It's fake. We're battling it in court. Not even true either. My debt for the bad things I did, all made up by these people so they could raise hundreds of millions of dollars off my name. Totally sick. So let's go to that clip.
The same guy, I mean, now, you know, he is sued by the family for $135 million, you know, to pay. And now he asks his supporters to pay back his debts.
The family of the Sandy Hook,
36 children,
the Sandy Hook families where the children got killed. I think now he said, okay, maybe I got it wrong. And
you follow what happened to him.
There's a documentary. It's a pretty good documentary. It's called The Truth Versus Alex Jones.
Totally fake.
Follows the trial.
I never saw it.
I think you find it interesting. And then he goes up to the family and you can sort of see, I think he's a pretty cynical guy in the sense that I think he knew that his audience loved the idea of satanic ritual abuse taking place. And so he began giving that currency, and they said, you see him going up to the family members afterwards saying, I'm sorry if I got a couple of things wrong.
So they mix Sandy Hook in with Satanism, with a witch. And then they call it the families, 20 families, 6 people sued me. They rigged the court cases. And that's the reality. And we all know it. And now we filed a major civil rights lawsuit against them that I covered last hour against the Democrats that ran it. We have them admitting the DOJ ran it, the CIA. It's all on video, all testimony, depositions, everything. Conspiracy against rights. All right. Speaking of that, now I ask listeners to buy our great products that are amazing, that then fund our operations. We continue to fight. And we have a huge sale, not just on select products, but store-wide, till tomorrow night at midnight. 52% off store-wide on the ultramethylene blue, the ultramethylene red, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's all there. Thank you for your support. The devils don't like it, so keep it up. TheAlexShowStore.com. TheAlexShowStore.com. All right, Harrison Smith takes over. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this
bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.